from LiberalOasis.com. He'll be back with us tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, we'll have Marcos Melitzis, Barry Crimmins, Niels Bueller of the assassination of Richard Nixon. Later in the week, Simon Rosenberg, Roger Hickey, more and more guests. It's only going to get better. Majority Report, Air America Radio.
Kohl's 50% off sale is making history by offering enormous amounts of great gifts. With more on that is our Kohl's gift expert.
Well, Kohl's certainly has its biggest selection of the hottest gifts for the holidays at 50% off this Wednesday only from 7 a.m. to midnight, like cool outerwear for the family and the latest cold weather accessories. 50% savings on cute Oshkosh playwear, all Fisher-Price toys, and festive accents to dress your table.
And seniors take an extra 15% off sale prices. See store for details.
Fits your list. Budget holiday.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. Beautiful sight, we're happy tonight.
It's here, the first ever Christmas album from James Taylor, and you can only get it at your Hallmark Gold Crown store. It's just $6.95 when you buy three cards. Where? Only at Hallmark Gold Crown. Imagine what's in store.
Available at participating Hallmark Gold Crown stores while supplies last.
I'm John Nichols, and I'm on the mic. The mic. The mic. The mic. The mic.
The mic. The mic 92.1. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News. I'm Andy Fleck. Congress is now preparing to take a final vote on sweeping intelligence overhaul legislation designed to help prevent more terrorist attacks. CNN Radio's John Bisney reports from Capitol Hill.
Critics of the bill relented once it was made clear revamping the intelligence community would not mean there'd be delays in gathering or distributing critical battlefield information. House Armed Services Chairman Duncan Hunter now backs the measure.
We have put together a provision for chain of command protection that accrues to the benefit of our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan and other places around the world.
Other House Republicans still want tough steps included to fight illegal immigration, but that will have to wait until next year. The intelligence legislation would implement many recommendations of the 9/11 Commission, including consolidating the CIA and the Pentagon spy agencies under a new director. John Bisney, CNN Radio, Capitol Hill.
Eight U.S. soldiers are suing in federal court, challenging a Pentagon policy known as stop loss. The move requires some members of the military to serve beyond their enlistment contracts. An attorney for the eight troops calls stop loss, quote, a classic bait-and-switch tactic. Iraqi President Ghazi al-Yawar says the entire nation must come together for January's elections. He spoke at the White House during a meeting with President Bush.
Everybody in Iraq is trying to work together. We do not have really any racial or sectarian problem between different parts of the society. After all, we are all Iraqis and we are all proud of being Iraqis.
Mr. al-Yawar says U.S. and Iraqi forces will provide security for the January 30th balloting. Chicago firefighters are battling a blaze in a 45-story downtown high-rise. This office worker spoke with CNN affiliate CLTV after he got out of the building with 11 co-workers.
All the floors are filled with smoke. We opened the windows in the corner office. We were laying on the floor, but the smoke was coming in through the vents also.
Police say at least 18 people are being treated at local hospitals. This is CNN Radio News.
An OnStar conversation, October 8th, 2004.
OnStar emergency, this is Samantha.
I locked my keys in the car.
Oh dear.
Well, I know it.
OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors in most cases.
This is incredible. You know, I'm bad on my keys, so this is going to pay off dearly.
Right. We're here when you have situations like this.
This makes sure we'll renew it.
That's what we're here for. May I please have your home telephone number?
937.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
Okay, can you test your...
Oh, there, I heard... It did, it opened, that's awesome!
Excellent.
Thank you so much!
You're welcome, and please know we are here whenever you need us.
I love it, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
The first year of service is included on new OnStar-equipped vehicles, and unlimited use of all OnStar safety services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. OnStar by GM. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
The murder trial of actor Robert Blake has been delayed for 2 weeks after a defense lawyer complained that a computer containing vital documents was stolen. Blake is accused of shooting and killing his wife, Bonnie Lee Bakley, some 3 years ago outside a restaurant. Eric Dubin is an attorney for the Bakley family.
Well, I know they can hear this case fairly. We have 12 people in here that are going to work hard the evidence is very strong, and I'm extremely confident that once our jury hears all the evidence, Mr. Blake will be going to prison.
The 71-year-old Blake starred in the Beretta TV series. The jury in the Scott Peterson murder trial continues to hear from people who want Peterson's life to be spared. A family friend says there's no way Peterson could have killed his pregnant wife, Lacey. Peterson's uncles and cousins also testified Monday. NBC Sports executive Dick Ebersole and his son have been released from a Colorado hospital. They're recovering from a plane crash Thanksgiving weekend that killed Ebersole's youngest son. Two other people on board that private plane were also killed in the accident. This is news from CNN Radio. New research is suggesting that Celebrex, a top-selling pain reliever, does not carry the same heart attack risk as Vioxx, which was pulled from the market in September. Dr. Stephen Kimmel from the University of Pennsylvania is the lead author of the study.
Users of Vioxx had an almost threefold higher risk of non-fatal heart attacks than users of Celebrex. This is consistent with some other studies in the literature, epidemiologic studies, that have also suggested differences between Vioxx and Celebrex.
The findings contradict the claims from some scientists that pain medications similar to Vioxx can also lead to heart problems. Annual test results again show that America's 15-year-olds are lagging behind other teens worldwide in math skills. An official at the U.S. Education Department says, quote, "We have some mountains to climb." A California 17-year-old will be heading to college with a $100,000 scholarship after capturing one of America's top science prizes. Aaron Golden was recognized for creating a device that converts ocean wave energy into electricity. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Lee Rayburn is not your standard local weekend talk show host.
You know the system is broken when the Environmental Protection Agency is asking poor people in Florida if they can examine their children for toxins. In exchange, we'll give you a t-shirt. What do you think that t-shirt's gonna say? My government poisoned me and all I got was this lousy t-shirt.
Saturdays from noon to 3, only on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
They came from every corner of the country, from small towns and big cities. But they all shared one thing in common. They belonged to a family called Marines. A tough and determined few, dedicated to protecting everything we hold sacred. And still, they come. Celebrate the history of those proud few who have earned the title Marine.
You thought you were fed up. This is the Mike Malloy Show on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for interrupting your busy night and tuning into the program. The phone number here for future reference, 866-303-2270. I got to start right out tonight by telling you, way back when I started in radio here in Atlanta, my first boss said, whatever you do, Malloy, just remember you never know who's listening to what you're saying. In that vein, when was it, Kathy? A week or so, a couple of weeks ago, we had a we got an email in here, and I read it on the air from a guy who explained, I think it was a guy, who explained that returning soldiers, soldiers returning from Afghanistan and Iraq, who are wounded and who are spending time at Walter Reed or Bethesda, they, if they want to call home over the holidays, they have to spend their own money. They, you know, our fascist government does not provide for free phone calls. Jesus, what does it cost to make a phone call, huh? 3 cents a minute? Anyway, calm down, deep breath. So the emailer said there was, what was it, Kathy, the idea of buying these phone cards and sending them to any soldier, any Marine at
Walter Reed Hospital in Washington, D.C., to the public affairs officer there and hope that the public affairs officer wouldn't have a board up his ass and would get up from behind his desk and go distribute the cards. Remember, we talked about that. And a lot of people emailed me and said, man, I'm going to do it. That's a great idea. I'm doing it today. I'm doing it tomorrow. Well, listening out there here in Atlanta, was a guy named Carl Douglas. We call him Special K. He's an author and a comedian. He works the circuit all around the country, television, all kinds of stuff. And he works at the Punchline here in Atlanta when he's in Atlanta. And Carl called me from someplace on the road, or Special K, we like to refer to him as. Special. Bring Special K into, up right now, if you would. We talked with Special K on the road. He sent me an email and said, look, I want to do something. So he called us one night from wherever he was doing a gig, and he said, what we're going to do at the Punchline on Tuesday, it's tomorrow night, on the 7th, to honor these soldiers and to try to help them. We're going to have a benefit. We're going to collect calling cards, and then Special K is going to travel to Washington, D.C. and deliver the cards personally. And the owners of the club who helped him put this together, Special K will tell us about in a second. They said, Special K, go ahead, do it. Special K, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how you doing, man?
I always want to call you Mr. Special, but I guess I can't do that, right?
No, K is fine, man. K is
all right, I'll call you K. I don't know. I had a girlfriend when I was way back named K, but that's all right.
I don't want to conjure up many unhappy memories.
No, we'll let that slide. Did I pretty much tell you or tell the audience how you came up with this idea? You kind of heard it on this program?
Yeah, you pretty much put it in a nutshell. I was listening to you one night, as I do every night religiously.
Bless you.
Listening to you one night, and you were talking about the whole phone card thing, and it kind of touched me because I'm a veteran myself. And, you know, I think back to a lot of the guys who I went through boot camp with and went through training. I was in the Marine Corps, and also I did 4 years in the Air Force. So thinking back, I'm like, man, you know, a lot of the guys I trained with are probably over there in command positions in Iraq.
Sure.
And some of these guys may actually be at Walter Reed Medical Center. And I just felt like it was kind of a shame that, you know, you got guys who've gotten limbs blown off or whatever, and then they come back and have to suffer the indignity of having to shell out their own money. And I know how little money military guys make, and I know that can be an unnecessary hardship. So I said, now, I got this event coming up, because what it was I had a book release party planned for tomorrow night anyway.
At the Punchline
tomorrow night.
Right.
And I said, well, I went to the club owner, who's my manager, Chris DePetta, and I said, look, I got an idea. I said, I heard something on the radio the other night that just kind of jumped out at me and it stuck in my craw. And I said, why don't we use this night, since we're going to have a couple hundred people out here, why don't I go ahead and make this thing into a fundraiser? And instead of just pushing the book, let's just make this thing into a fundraiser, and let's see if we can collect money and raise some money to buy cars for these guys, and I'll just fly up to Walter Reed. And what I did was I called up to Walter Reed, because, you know, you always have to double-check stories like this to make sure everything's on the up and up. So
sure.
I called up to Walter Reed, and I talked to the Staff Sergeant Lee, who's the NCOIC, the non-commissioned officer in charge of the Family Assistance Center. That's the wing that handles that.
Right.
And I talked to him about 10 days ago, and he told me that everything that you had stated was indeed a fact, that they do get a lot of cards by public donation because of the reason that you said, you know, it's hard for the families to do it.
Right.
And that he would greatly appreciate it, and I could deal directly with him. And then what I did was I called MCI Prepaid, and I talked to a very nice lady there, and we just set up an arrangement to where whatever money we collect will go through from Bank of America to MCI Prepaid, and go ahead and get the cards. And we're asking people who are in Atlanta to come out to the club tomorrow night, and we're going to put on a comedy show hosted by nationally known comedian Jerry Farber. We're going to put on a comedy show in addition to raising money for the fundraiser, and we're asking people to bring either a phone card or a $10 donation, and also I'm going to donate a percentage of the proceeds of my book sale to this effort also.
Well, bless you, Kay.
And we have a fund set up through Bank of America. And anybody at any, if you're in a city where there is a Bank of America, you can go to Bank of America tomorrow morning as soon as they open up and say you want to donate something to the Heroes Call Home Fund. That's Heroes Call Home at any Bank of America, and they'll take your donation, and believe me, it'll get to where it's supposed to get to. And we're going to be collecting. It started off, we were just going to collect up until tomorrow, but it kind of snowballed on us, and I got some other radio stations down here to help me out. I got a couple of corporate sponsors to help me out. And so now we're going to collect all the way up until Christmas Eve.
That's great.
Leave the account open all the way up until Christmas Eve. I'm doing 5 radio stations tomorrow morning. And we're also going to do a segment on the local news, the TV news, here sometime in the next week. So, you know, we're going to get a lot of publicity about this thing, man. And I just really appreciate you bringing it to the forefront. We just hope that a lot of people, like I said, go to Bank of America. The fund is called Heroes Call Home. And, you know, a lot of people, if you don't have somebody personally over there, you're not touched by this thing.
That's right.
You know, it's easy to forget about it. And, you know, the day after Thanksgiving, I saw, you know, 2,000-3,000 people out at the Best Buy trying to get a $28 DVD player. You know, I mean, so don't tell me about, you know, money is tight and
all this and that,
you know.
Well, you know, I know that you probably want to keep this non-political from your point of view, and I appreciate that. But I do the political thing, and what you just said, Kay. Let me just take off on that for just a second. And you know, what you said, this war doesn't touch any of us here. You're absolutely right. It's designed not to touch any of us. It is designed by the Bush administration not to let us see the pictures of the coffins coming home. It's designed to keep reports of wounded off the front pages of our local newspapers. So, and I know you don't want to say that because I know you're honorable. Man, you're a veteran, you're trying to do this the right way and stay out of it politically, and I appreciate that, but I can say that, and it just irritates the hell out of me. Now, I didn't know you were a Marine Corps vet. That makes it even better that you would do something like this. I do know you're a stand-up comic, and I know your book that's coming out is called 100 Problems, 100 Solutions, and I just hope that people here in Atlanta will come out there tomorrow night. Now tell me what radio stations you're going to be on. I assume it's here in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, it's going to be in Atlanta. I'm doing the morning show at 790 The Zone, AM 790 The Zone, sports station.
Right.
And that's the station I actually do a lot of work with. I do a lot of freelance work with that station, and they're one of my main supporters for this. I'm going to be on their morning show at 7:15, and at 8:30 I'm doing Classic Soul 102.5, which is an FM station here, and then I'm doing the Star 94, Steve and Vicky in the morning.
Right.
I'm doing them at 9:30, and then I'm back on 790 The Zone at 1:30 in the afternoon with the Two Live Stews, which is also a nationally syndicated show that you can hear in a lot of different places, also on Sirius Satellite.
Right.
So it's going to be all over the place tomorrow. It's going to be kind of crazy.
Okay, hey, listen, Kay, hold on a second. We got to do a break here because there's a couple other things I want to check with you. Hold on. Let me put you on hold and come back right after this break, okay?
Okay.
We're talking with Special Kay Douglas. He'll be at the Punchline here in Atlanta tomorrow night. More information about the benefit, including the address for the Punchline, is on MikeMalloy.com under Action Alerts. Check it out. If you live in Atlanta, go on out for a night of comedy and contribute to this thing that has really taken off. Quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm here like a friend, clear a path for light flame.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Larry King here with a timely message. These days, keeping my immune system strong is more important than ever. That's why I believe in getting more from my vitamin C, the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So do what I do and help your immune system face the challenge. Get the advanced protection of Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
Look for Ester C at Kmart, Kroger, and everywhere vitamins are sold.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
Every time he says, freedom's on the march and they hate our freedom and this is why they're struggling in Iraq, my head spins around like Linda Blair and I start spitting green pea soup. I just feel like I've been taken over by the devil who's writing on my belly backwards. Help me. I just want to get a Ouija board out and spell it out to somebody who will finally tell the president, stop doing that.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
Community Pharmacy is a local workers' cooperative dedicated to improving the health of our community since 1972. We believe in healthcare options, accessible information, and affordable medicine. Community Pharmacy is more than a full prescription pharmacy. We're also an information resource, offering thousands of nutritional supplements, herbs, and alternative remedies. Our pharmacists provide honest advice and will never put their values above your health needs. Our staff has decades of experience with natural medicines and answering health questions. Community Pharmacy also offers a huge selection of chemical-free body and face care products, including cruelty-free lotions, handmade soaps, and bath salts scented with natural essential oils. Add that to our selection of organic teas, aromatherapy candles, and original cards. Community Pharmacy is the perfect healthful holiday gift store. Alternatives are always good, and Community Pharmacy has always been a friendly, informed alternative to faceless chain stores. Visit us downtown and see why people call us the coolest pharmacy on earth. Community Pharmacy is located at the corner of State and Gorham in Madison and online at communitypharmacy.coop.
Okay, we got a Pentium 3 with a 256 meg cache.
Do you wish someone would just talk to you in English about your computer? Using your computer doesn't have to be intimidating. It can be a tool that keeps you connected to the world. Breathe Easy Computer Training will help you in your home learn how to use your computer, whether you're a beginner or learning to use a new piece of software. With friendly one-on-one service, Breathe Easy Computer Training eliminates the fear. You can email info@breatheeasycomputing.com or call 257-3379 for personalized training packages and gift certificates. Oh, and you will be able to understand every word.
For some people, 24 hours a day aren't enough.
Yeah. No. Not tomorrow. Al, no time.
But no matter how busy you are, just listen to me for 1 minute. It's about priorities. How you decide what you will make time for in your schedule and what you won't.
A conference? In person. You're kidding, right?
Take fitness. Well, I'm not just talking about treadmills and exercise bikes and such. Those are great for keeping fit, but they're not the only way.
Okay, I can give you 5 minutes on Tuesday. No, wait. 3 minutes.
What's your favorite activity? Swimming, biking, jogging, basketball, tennis, anyone? The point is, pick something you like to do and just do it. What's in it for you? Increased energy, improved appearance, stronger heart and lungs, reduced stress.
Marge, I'll call you right back. Excuse me, what was that you were talking about, reduced stress? Could we talk here for a minute, please?
This message from the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports.
Progressive thought is a constant revolution.
Revolution.
This is the Mike, 92.1.
Twenty-two past the hour. We're talking with Special K, or as he's known, K, or as he's also known, Carl Douglas. Author, veteran, stand-up comic, who is doing a gig here at the Punchline in Atlanta tomorrow night. And it all stemmed from this benefit, stemmed from what he heard on this program. One of our emailers who wrote in, and I read it on the air, and it's phone cards going to our veterans, the wounded vets, the casualties of war that are at Walter Reed Hospital in D.C. Kay, when you were talking there, I didn't hear you say Kim Peterson on GST or Neil Bortz on WSB. Are you going to be on those programs?
Well, you know, I actually used to work on Kimmer's show,
mm-hmm.
and haven't gotten a response back.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. WGST is a Clear Channel station. WSB is a Cox communication station. And it's interesting, Kim Peterson is a Marine Corps veteran also. So I'm surprised you haven't heard back. Oh, well, that's the way it goes.
I'm shocked. But
yeah, I hear
life
you.
Life goes on. And,
life goes on. You got to do what you got to do.
Let me just say one thing, man. A lot of people, when I started, and I know a lot of people here in the local media, and a lot of local media people know of me because I do a lot around the city.
Right.
And it was kind of surprising to people that I would want to spearhead an effort like this because, I mean, I'm a young black guy, you know, from the hood, as they call it. You know, I mean, I wear a diamond stud. I wear the baggy jeans and the you know, throwback jerseys. I mean, I don't.
That don't make
profile.
A man bad. That don't make a man bad.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't fit the typical profile, I guess, of somebody who would be spearheading an effort like this.
Right.
And so, but man, you don't have to fit a particular profile to care.
I know.
You know? I mean, it's all about, to me, it's about being a decent person. And
amen.
We got a saying where I grow up, and we say, don't talk about it, be about it.
There you go.
And what that means is stop just saying what you should do or what somebody should do and get off your ass and do something about it.
There you
make
go.
Make something happen. Make a statement. I tried to make a statement on November the 3rd when I dragged my beautiful young wife down to the polls to vote. And she's not really politically, you know, into this whole thing. But I had kind of convinced her over the last few months of how important this election was.
Right.
And I promised I wasn't going to get political with this conversation.
That's all right.
But
you go ahead.
I dragged it down there, man, because I said, baby, we got to make a statement. We have to do something about what's going on out here.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, the way it turned out, it looks like, you know, our 3 hours in line may have been for naught. But at least we did something, you know.
Right.
And this is just another facet of me not just talking about it, but being about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope something good comes out of it, man. I hope that on New Year's Eve, on Christmas Eve, when I fly out to Walter Reed, I hope that I have to take 3 people with me to carry the duffel bags full of calling cards that I have with me.
Man, I
you
hope.
Know,
I
collect 5,000, I'll be happy. If I collect 50, I'll be happy. But I have a feeling that it's going to go well. It's going to do good. Mike, if you don't mind, let me give out my website also.
Go ahead.
It's www.kdouglascomedy.com. That's K Douglas with 2 S's .comedy.com. Excuse me, kdouglascomedy.com.
Okay, it's letter K.
Website.
Letter K, then the word Douglas with 2 S's, then the word comedy.com.
.com. Yeah, you can go to my website. You can order a book off the website. Let me know when you want me to talk about the book. But
all right.
This thing is going to be just, I feel good about it. Like I said, whatever we collect, I think it's going to be great. I'm glad that Bank of America stepped up and they expedited opening an account for us to do this.
Mm-hmm.
All it took, man, was a few phone calls, a little bit of legwork, a little bit of follow-up, and bam, it's on, you know? But I just felt like, you know, when you have a voice, and I got kids, man, and I'm trying to teach my kids, that when you have a voice, do something about it. And even as a comedian, you know, you have a responsibility, man. I'm not one of those comics that just gets out there and says stuff that I think is funny.
Right.
You know, I try to have a point, and I try to say something that is going to make you think as well as laugh.
Right.
And I try to be relevant, and I try to, you know, give you something to chew on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So this is just another aspect of that. So really, this is kind of a natural extension of what I already do. I get political in my act. I don't get all the way, you know, I don't do total politics, but I get political sometimes. I make statements.
Sure.
I do some socially reflective stuff.
Well,
but,
Kay,
it's just a matter of making it happen, man.
Kay, I'll tell you what, you have my respect. It's called Heroes Call Home. It's a benefit for our wounded GIs who, in this case, are at Walter Reed Hospital. You can go to any Bank of America across the country and tell them you want to make a donation to the Heroes Call Home Benefit Fund. And Special K will convert those donations into calling cards to carry up there Christmas Eve. And if you're in the Atlanta area, Punchline tomorrow night. More info about...
8 o'clock, you can go to the Punchline website at punchline.com.
Okay.
And get information and or directions or whatever. And I think we're coming up on a break, right? I'm about to get out of here.
You're pretty radio hip, Kay.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, let me plug this one other book because it is
Go ahead.
Okay, 100 Problems, 100 Solutions is actually a satire on self-help because I'm developing my own radio show right now doing radio advice. But it's a satire on the whole self-help.
Well, I'll tell you what. You send me a copy and we'll talk later on. You send me a copy and we'll have you on the air and talk about that.
Well, we can do that too. How about it?
All right, Kay. Thank you.
I got another one coming out on New Year's Day.
All right, we'll talk about that too.
Okay.
All right.
So I'll send you the information on it. We'll talk about it, Mike. Thanks for having me, man. I know you got a break.
You bet.
Hey, heroes call home. Bank of America.
Thanks, Special K. Take care. Good luck tomorrow night, pal. Kick some ass. Take some names.
Talk about it. Be about it, folks.
Semper Fi. Semper Fi. Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Everyone knows the old saying, time is money, but for few is that saying more true than those who own and operate vending machines. At Sam's Club, we understand the value of your time and money. That's why we carry quality products from Frito-Lay and Pepsi. Whether it's Doritos, Lay's potato chips, or Cheetos, we have everyday low costs on the products your customers are looking for, all in one place. Because time is money, we want to make sure you have more of both. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40x60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50x100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
These guys are complete hypocrites. I mean, you know, they don't even talk about, none of these Christians ever talk about helping poor people. They never talk about stopping war. They never talk about any of the things that Christ preached about. Yet all they talk about is controlling our rights and deciding what we should think and do and how we should act. That's all they do.
Absolutely. Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
You don't have to live with back pain anymore thanks to revolutionary new technology available at the Lord X Spine Institute in Madison. If you've been suffering from chronic lower back pain and you've tried medication, your answer is here. A major breakthrough in technology has created the Lord X, now available at the Lord X Spine Institute. The Lord X system is proven to significantly reduce back pain in 86% of all patients and enables the majority of patients to return to more active lifestyles.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dale Brockman, Clinic Director at the Lord X Spine Institute on Odana Road. I've seen patients who are amazed at the results the Lord X technology provides and are now able to golf again, play with their kids, and even work out. My staff and I are proud to be the only clinic in Madison to provide the Lord X services.
Eliminate that back pain by calling the Lord X Spine Institute, a division of Cairo Med West, at 826-9090. That's 826-9090.
Call now for an informational brochure on the Lord X system, 826-9090.
If you can't decide what to give for the holidays, there's one gift that's always fitting, gift certificates. And even better, now you can get a $50 gift certificate for just $25. Go to MadisonShopAtHome.com, and you have a selection of tremendous local stores with great gift ideas. You can even get your gift certificate from MadisonShopAtHome.com and go buy a present and save some money. No one has to know you saved over 50%.
While supplies last, you can get a $50 gift certificate for just $25 on gifts from places like Doctor's Hobby World, Lupe Women's Fashions, auto detailing from Rocky's Custom Detailing, services from Ananda Salon, and great gift items from the Flower Factory in Stoughton.
It's the fastest way to get your holiday shopping done, and it always fits. MadisonShopAtHome.com. The gift certificates will be delivered right to your door with more than enough time for the holidays. So shop locally right from your computer. Where? At MadisonShopAtHome.com.
Famous rock star interviews that you'll never hear.
So, how long has the band been in their leather phase?
Bohemian Rhapsody. Oh, you get that with Eminem, right? Is there an Aussie to English, English to Aussie dictionary I can buy?
My fucking size is fine. Whatever.
What has this to do with DineMadison.com?
Well, nothing. However, it's still much easier to get a $50 gift certificate and only pay $25 at DineMadison.com.
This Thursday, get one of $150 gift certificates to R&R Kelly's, but only pay $25 at DineMadison.com. R&R Kelly's is a traditional Irish pub at a contemporary setting. From the Irish stack to the tenderloin steak sandwich, feast on the grinders, or build your own burgers and chicken sandwiches with all the fixins. R&R Kelly's also has 16 high-definition liquid crystal screens, so you'll never miss a game this winter. Get one of $150 gift certificates, but only pay $25, and only at DineMadison.com.
You feel like it's the land of time for God. Drill instructors all over the place. They're like lions. You ask yourself, what did I get myself into? Do I have what it takes to become a United States Marine? And when that drill instructor comes in front of you, shakes your hand, and they call you brother, call you Marine, break down in tears.
Private Ramon Hernandez earned the title Marine. Can you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
Now more than ever, Madison needs Air America Radio. Only on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Six before the hour. Who else is going to join us tonight at 11? Oh, that's right. HelpAmericaRecount.com. Joan Kravitz will be. My notes got lost. The dog ate them. All right. So Joan will be joining us a little bit later here. God. Two guests in one night? Is that allowed on this program? Thanks a lot to Special K, Carl Douglas. Nice man. Good man. There was a rally, as you know, in Columbus yesterday. 400 people showed up. 400 people. Demanding an immediate recount of the results, or at least that officials look into Election Day irregularities around the state. 400 people showed up. Coming up this Sunday, at state capitals around the country, a protest of the loss of our voting power and the lost security of our voting systems. I got an email from 51 Capital March. I've been talking about these folks. 51CapitalMarch.com. That's Kip Humphrey's site. You can check it out. A numeral 51 Capital A-L, CapitalMarch.com. Press release says 51CapitalMarch.com in cooperation with United for Peace and Justice, Code Pink, the Liberty Tree Foundation for the Democratic Revolution, March on Ohio, and Boston Mobilization. Announces a call to all American citizens to go to their state capital or federal capital on Sunday, December 12th at noon to protest the loss of our voting power and the lost security of our voting systems in the 2004 elections. Demands put forth by the protest include, first, to state electors, do not cast your ballots for president and vice president until state election officials provide a complete, fair, accurate and verified manual recount. Second, to state elected officials, immediately act to restore integrity to our voting systems by adopting state provisions of the Voters' Bill of Rights and eliminate unsecured vote tabulation PCs and software. And third, to federal elected representatives, investigate vote fraud and vote count manipulation in the 2004 elections with the intent of developing and enacting federal guarantees protecting our voting power and the integrity of our voting systems. Now that seems simple enough, doesn't it, Truth Seekers? Huh? What you're supposed to do, make a sign and show up. at your state capitol December 12th. Make a sign and show up at noon, local time. Now, you can get details on this. Go to 51capitalmarch.com, of course. Now, I haven't told you, I haven't shared anything with you, but this thing was put together by a guy, internet technology consultant, a guy named Kip Humphrey in Houston. He and his 21-year-old son started this idea in their living room in Houston. He says, Kip Humphrey says, I went to the polls with my family to vote. We voted on e-voting machines rigged with an exploit to deny carry Democratic votes. When I got home, I thought of my three young adult children, two who voted in their first election, and I wept. I realized they faced futures without the guarantees of freedom and democracy that I've enjoyed. I could not sit by and watch their votes be stripped of their power and security without doing something. Now, that's what Kip Humphrey said. So, father and son began building their website on November 10th to promote the idea for a December 12th nationwide citizen protest. On November 27th, they launched their site by sending out 73 emails, and since then, thousands of people have become involved, and their idea for a citizen's protest or uprising has mushroomed into a national movement of citizens upset at what happened in the 2004 election count and wanting to do something about it. Now, how did Kip get involved? He got involved researching e-voting systems first through blackbox.com. Bev Harris's, blackbox.org and verifiedvoting.org's election incident reporting system. So, here's another example. Just like we had Special K on. You know, you hear something on this program, and it wasn't my idea. I'm certainly not taking credit for it. All I did was read the email. But he hears something on this program and takes it and runs with it. Here this guy, Kip Humphrey, and his 21-year-old son, they experience something and decide enough, and they do something about it. So, here in Atlanta, or here in Georgia, I know where we'll be next Sunday. At noon. Have you still got your signs from the D.C. March, Kathy? The one I like says, visualize a special prosecutor. I like that. Have we got pictures of that up on the web somewhere? I think we do. Pictures of you holding that sign up on the Capitol, some steps. Too many steps in D.C. Who knows? But go to the website, 51capitalmarch.com. Check it out. And if you want to do something, really, really, damn it, really, I know what it feels like. I mean, we have a whole generation out here. My generation went through the 60s. We've got the expertise. We know how to do this. For Christ's sake, we know exactly what to do. Okay? When I was at NC State University in 1970, okay, I was an older student. You know, I spent an awful lot of time turning a mimeograph crank, turning out stuff for the new MOB committee to end the war. We know what to do. You people over 50, you people between 50 and 70, between 45 and 70, you know what to do. You damn it, you know what to do. You know how to do this. Now, I know our generation, it's not that we've gotten rich and fat. That's not it at all. I was at a wake. When was that? Sunday, Kathy, Saturday. I was at a wake for a friend who recently passed, early 50s. Used to work with him when I was a writer for the Great Speckled Bird here in Atlanta. And there were 10 of us there. And sitting in that group of 10 people, not a wake, just a remembrance of John Jacobs. And those of us sitting in that group, you know, I looked around that group and I thought, my God, we know what to do. We've been through it. Special K knows what to do. He's not that old. You know, he's the younger guy, but he knows what to do. You organize something. Kip Humphrey knows what to do. He's in that generation. You organize something. You organize something. We know how to do this. We don't have to sit back and just be run over by this Bush crime family. We don't have to. I'm not talking about going out and getting tear gas and your head busted, although that's, you know, a good possibility once the Bush crime family realizes there is a national movement to expose its chicanery and double dealing and lies and criminality. But enough's enough, for God's sake. You know, you don't want to go stand in the cold for 2 weeks like they did in Ukraine. Okay. All right, that's cool. You know, we walk, a lot of us, I was going to say, at the memorial service for John, a couple of my friends, they walk with canes now. You know, we sit down, have coffee, and nobody passes around a joint or smokes beer anymore. Can't do it. Have coffee and herbal tea, for God's sake. And you know, the first day, before the thing gets going, you know, we're sitting around talking, well, you know, I had my thyroid out here a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, well, I had hip replaced. I'm sitting there going, oh, no, it's happened. Oh, no. But that doesn't mean squat, okay? These people who get out there with their canes, I'll walk my ass off. I don't care. You know, I'll do it. Well, there's a whole generation of us out here. And I don't, you know, I'm not exactly sure what we're doing yet. You know, the younger people, the people in their 30s, seem to be spearheading everything. And that's cool. That's the way it should be. Right? That's the way it should be. That's what evolution intended. When you get to a certain age, you know, you're supposed to sit in front of the fireplace and hold your grandkids. Well, screw that! You know, I tried to do that. My grandkids live halfway across the country, so I had a new baby. I'll have my own damn grandkid. And they're all looking at me kind of funny with this five-month-old baby, and, you know, we're all sitting there talking about, you know, I'm the one to say, yeah, well, I have my thyroid out. You know, and they got their canes and diabetes and this and that and everything, you know. And we're sitting there, we look like a bunch of damn veterans, which in fact we are. But this generation knows what to do. Come on, folks. We've been there. We've done that. We got the T-shirt. We got several T-shirts. You got your head busted. So did I. You've smelled tear gas. So have I. You've had plastic cuffs put on you, so have I. You know what to do. You know what to do. And one thing you can do is this Sunday. Is it Sunday? No, it's wait a minute. It's on the 12th. See what happens? You get old, you don't know what day is what. Sunday, December 12th at noon. State capitals around the country. For heaven's sake, just go. Well, Mike, I'm going to be in church. Now get out of church then. Just go. Just go do it. In the meantime, go to 51capitalmarch.com and check it out. You know, here's a guy from our generation and his kid, and they sat down. They said, let's do something, and they did it. All right? Let's at least, you know, I don't have that creativity anymore. Maybe you don't either, but these people do. Let's at least support it. Let's at least support it, okay? Come on, y'all. Just support it.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Quick, what percent of the world's energy is provided by solar and wind? Give up? Less than 0.5%. That's right, less than 0.5%. As Mother Jones reports this month, the total output of all solar panels worldwide is less than that of 2 coal plants. And that's not changing soon. Many alternative energies are still being developed, and others are still more expensive than oil and coal. Solar works only when the sun shines and wind farms take up large amounts of land. hydrogen fuel cells can still cost 10 times as much as gas engines. This is bad news for a country that gobbles oil like Arnold Schwarzenegger's Hummer. But America can make the switch. Congress should spend 5 to 10 times as much on alternative energy research. On top of that, we need to fix the market by rewarding companies that produce less pollution. We need to pump up alternative energy so we have fuel when the gas pump runs dry. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Celebrate the power of two, Rem Wisconsin. Celebrate the power of two, the power of me, the power of you.
Attention college students and working adults. You just realized you're going to need more money than anticipated for those monthly bills. It's time to get that part-time job. We have a job that allows you flexibility with your school or work schedule. At REM Wisconsin, you'll enjoy all sorts of fun activities, including walks, dinner, movies, and shopping. And you'll feel good about your job because you'll be assisting people with developmental disabilities. College students and working adults, you'll be able to make those monthly bills because you'll be making great money. Earn $8.85 or more per hour or $500 working just 3 24-hour weekend shifts per month. Enjoy REM's incredible benefit package when you work 30 hours or more per week. Call Tammy today at 276-0102 for an interview or visit them online at reminc.com. REM Wisconsin is an equal opportunity employer.
Celebrate the power of two, REM Wisconsin.
Hello, may I help you?
Can I ask about the apartment on Park Street?
What was your name?
Juan Hernandez.
It's been rented. May I help you?
My name is Sanjay Kumar. I'm calling about the Park Street apartment.
No longer available. Hello?
My name is Graham Wellington. I'm calling about the apartment for rent on Park Street. Is that still available?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Housing discrimination is illegal. If you think you've been a victim, call 800-669-9777. Brought to you by HUD, the Ad Council, and LCCREF.
This message is provided by your Clear Channel station. Home is where the heart is, so join us in showing your local spirit.
Are you a business owner or a manager? Are you interested in increasing your sales and traffic? Would you like to invite quality, educated prospects into your business? If so, you need to step up to the mic. The mic 92.1 is Madison's fastest growing radio station, reaching a new listening audience on a new station in a new format. You think these consumers might be interested in new products and services like yours? We do, and we want to help you talk to them. The Mike's Marketing Solutions team specializes in custom programs that help you use your hard-earned dollars in the most efficient and effective way. Call the Mike today at 276-1300. The Mike listeners are passionate about their favorite shows and their favorite station. They're loyal to their new station and loyal to the sponsors that support it. Let us show you how to invite them into your business. Step up to the Mike 92.1 and put us to work for you. Call the Mike at 276-1300. Thank you for listening and supporting Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Nelson Paint, baseline right on the way. Good! They're going to count the basket or not? You betcha. Count the basket by Andy Nelson and a foul.
The Wisconsin women's basketball team defend the Kohl Center on Saturday, December 11th as they take on UW Green Bay. Tip-off is at 1:30 p.m. Fans will also enjoy a Bucky poster courtesy of Fujifilm, Pioneer Photo Albums, and Woodman's. For more information or to order your tickets, call 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com.
Madison, you're on the mic.
I love your radio station. You've become my lifeline for information and sanity.
The Mic, 92.1.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
9 minutes before the hour. Don't forget, after the break, the top of the hour, we're going to talk for a few minutes with Joan Kravitz, Executive Director of Health. Can't talk tonight, Kathy. It's these new teeth. HelpAmericaRecount.org. Joan Kravitz, the Executive Director, will be joining us. And what else? There's not too much I can say, but more I can say. I'll be reminding folks all week about the 51CapitalMarch.com thing this Sunday at noon. So, you know, plan on being there, all right? Numeral 51, capital, with an A, march.com. Susan is calling from Portland, Oregon. Susan, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
I just wanted to mention something that people say on the left coast could do for, about the phone card thing, since we can't get over there to watch the comp show.
All right.
I've been carrying around a stack of flyers, and every time I go into a business, I put on my best innocent look and whip one out and say, would you mind putting this in your window?
Uh-huh.
And so they're all over Portland.
What do the flyers say?
Basically, help a veteran call home. Help a wounded veteran call home. And then I explain why. And I've got the address on it. And I figure the people that read it can take it from there.
That's a great idea. It really is, Susan. The other thing, too, people can donate to the Heroes Call Home Fund.
Mm-hmm.
With any Bank of America. Just go there and let them know you want to donate to the Heroes Call Home Fund, and they'll know what, you know, they may have to punch in the computer, but they'll know what the person's talking about. That's a great idea. That's a great idea. Thanks.
Well, I'm going to have to modify the flyer to rip to.
There you go. Thanks, Susan.
All
right, you take care. Appreciate you checking in. This is from one of the Democratic Underground forums. Remember last week we talked about going to Ridgewood, New Jersey, where Bill O'Reilly was going to, on Sundays, have a book signing. And somebody suggested that, you know, you show up with a loofah or a falafel, or what was the other thing, Kathy? Vibrator, that's right. Because he's such a disgusting creep. It's not his sexual predilections that are disgusting. It's his hypocrisy, that's all. Just the hypocrisy. You know, I don't care what somebody does in the privacy of their own Middle Eastern restaurant. If you want to get it on with falafel, go ahead. You know, if you want to talk dirty to your loofah when you're taking a shower, go for it. You know, different strokes for different folks, right? It's the hypocrisy, stupid. So I get this email from, who's this from, Gerald? Or somebody sent it to me. It says, I went to Ridgewood today for the protest, and I got to the bookstore, and there was this cop there. He stopped me and asked me all sorts of questions, such as my name, my birthday, where I was from, and asked to see my ID card. And he held on to it for 10 minutes. He asked me what I was doing there. And I said there was going to be a small protest against Bill O'Reilly. The cop said that we would probably need a permit for what we were doing and asked if Democratic Underground, I told him I saw it on the site, he asked if Democratic Underground was a terrorist website. Why, hell yes, it's a terrorist website. What do you think? And then the email says, although the cop was courteous and he believed that I was not there to break the law, I could smell a setup, and I hightailed it back to my dorm. Was that the only person? Is Democratic Underground a terrorist website? Yeah, it really sounds like it, doesn't it, huh? Oh, my God. Oh. Whew. Diana in Florida, frequent contributor to the program with emails, sent this to me. She says, Mike, a friend sent me these. How apropos to our current situation. Some quotes. She says, so does humanity have to keep making the same mistakes over and over and over? This is from Aristotle. A tyrant must put on the appearance of uncommon devotion to religion. Subjects are less apprehensive of illegal treatment from a ruler whom they consider God-fearing and pious. On the other hand, they do less easily move against him, believing that he has the gods on his side. Aristotle? Lucretius, quote, all religions are equally sublime to the ignorant, useful to the politician, and ridiculous to the philosopher. And then from Seneca, religion is regarded by the common people as true, by the wise as false, and by rulers as useful. Woo! Thank you, Diana. Thank you, Diana. I like the Aristotelian. A tyrant must put on... Who does this remind you of, huh? A tyrant must put on the appearance of uncommon devotion to religion. A tyrant. Subjects are less apprehensive of illegal treatment from a ruler whom they consider God-fearing and pious. On the other hand, they do less easily move against him, believing that he has the gods on his side. Wow. All right, miles to go before we sleep. Stick around. Joan Kravitz, when we come back, we'll check what's going on with the recount efforts in this country to... try to Ukraine the United States. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
It's not just Ohio. While attention is being focused on the efforts of the Greens, Libertarians, and dissatisfied Democrats to force a recount of presidential ballots in Ohio, it is important to remember that the Buckeye State is not the only place where there are open questions about the November 2 election. In Washington State and Puerto Rico, close gubernatorial races remain unsettled. In North Carolina, where counting equipment screwed up and eliminated thousands of votes, results in two statewide races are so close that some people say new elections should be held. In San Diego, the race for mayor is such a mess that everyone is headed for court. What gives? The United States has no national standard for casting, counting, or recounting votes. As a result, more and more elections are turning into political, legal, and practical nightmares. Once we get the votes counted, we need real election reform in the United States. For more on election reform, visit thenation.com. This is John Nichols for Air America Radio.
Need a big toy for a big boy? A big boy toy you can play with too. Say a pool table or shuffleboard. How about foosball or bumper pool? A dry bar or a wet bar? A poker table? Benson's has really big toys for really big boys. And trust us, any one of Benson's toys will go over really big with your big boy. Benson's, Donna Drive in Middleton. Oh yeah, almost forgot. Now till Christmas, get really big savings too.
Classic endings.
Are you silver, boy?
And for good, buddy.
Sayonara.
You're fired.
I got a classic ending for you.
Say 50 to 70%.
That is not a classic ending.
It is now because Ismus Lighting is ending. Ending their retail lighting business. Say 50% on light fixtures, ceiling fans, lamps, and accessories. Save 60% on all crystal pieces. Save 70% on mini pendants, odds, ends, and one-of-a-kinds. Ending business deals right now at both Ismus Lighting locations, East Town Boulevard and on Verona Road.
Turn out the lights.
My name's Julie McAllister Ward. I'm from Madison, and I'm on the mic.
The Mic 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Andy Flick. After lengthy negotiations, House lawmakers will finally vote on a broad measure to reform America's intelligence community. The measure, based on recommendations from the September 11th Commission, is designed to prevent another terrorist attack. As CNN Radio's Ed Henry reports from Capitol Hill, two congressional leaders wanted changes, but only one is going to be happy.
Left out in the cold is James Sensenbrenner. He wanted to add some tough immigration provisions. He has been holding out. He said he would not sign on without those provisions. His office says he's still holding out. But essentially, Republican leaders up here are privately saying they've been advising the White House that in order to get a deal, the path to a deal was to clarify this language for Duncan Hunter, but essentially not deal with the immigration provisions this year.
Hunter, who chairs the House Armed Services Committee, says he'll vote for a revised bill that gives the Pentagon more control. The Saudi government says two militants captured in Monday's gun battle at the U.S. consulate in Jeddah are being questioned. Three other militants were killed. CNN radio security analyst Ken Robinson says the Saudis are latecomers to the war on terror.
Well, I think that they are totally committed now. I don't think they've been an honest partner over, say, the last 20 years, but certainly in the last year, the Saudi royal family gets it, finally.
Five consulate employees were killed. The Saudi wing of Al-Qaeda is claiming responsibility. An office worker who escaped from a Chicago high-rise during a fire says smoke was everywhere. The man spoke to CNN affiliate CLTV.
Everybody was trying to, you know, get out and stay low, covering up their mouths, but at one point it was almost impossible to breathe. And they just kept screaming, keep going, and everybody kept going.
Firefighters are still working to control the blaze. Federal investigators say eco-terrorism is the possible cause for a suspected arson rampage in Charles County, Maryland. 12 new homes, all valued at more than $400,000, were destroyed. 29 other expensive homes were also damaged. This is CNN Radio News.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For over 25 years, we've been brightening people's holidays with the most magical gift. Name a star after someone. For only $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will send an incredible personalized gift package and record the new star name in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. This is an eternal gift that's never forgotten. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Hi, it's Lisa Givens here with some exciting holiday news from your friends at Kmart. If you know someone who's had a difficult year or someone who's in particular need, well, Kmart can help you give a friend Christmas. Maybe it's a bicycle for a great kid, a layette set for a baby, or a home entertainment system for a deserving family. Kmart will give a friend Christmas with an array of gifts valued up to $500. Now, in the coming weeks, I'll be telling you how to enter this special promotion. And then during the holiday season, 20 Christmas wishes will be granted thanks to Give a Friend Christmas from your friends at Kmart.
A Pentagon policy that requires some U.S. service members to remain in the military beyond their enlistment contracts is being challenged in federal court. Eight soldiers have filed suit, including Army National Guard Specialist David Qualls, who was asked if he was misled.
If the Army knew if that the stop-loss was available to them, or as a tool to them, if they knew they were going to stop-loss this particular unit, then yes. If they didn't, I can hardly see them not knowing.
Qualls is scheduled to be shipped overseas on Friday. He's seeking a temporary restraining order. Another aid group is pulled out from a hot spot in Iraq. The Iraqi Red Crescent Society is leaving Fallujah over safety concerns. A Red Crescent official says the U.S. military has advised his organization to leave. The White House is admitting it will probably need to borrow money to pay for a Social Security reform plan. President Bush wants to create private accounts for younger workers. The president discussed the idea on Monday with congressional leaders. This is news from CNN Radio. It's another sign that U.S. teenagers are falling behind in the classroom. New test results show America's 15-year-olds lack the math skills needed to compete with teens in many other industrialized nations. Dr. Tony Chan from UCLA says U.S. schools are simply not doing the job.
The U.S. student actually well recognized to be not so good in the, basic computational skill. Because that's not emphasized much in school. But at the end, they're actually quite creative. They sort of, the emphasis is on the creativity.
Chan adds many math teachers in America's schools were trained to teach something else. A health study at the University of Pennsylvania says the pain reliever Celebrex does not pose the same heart attack risk as Vioxx. It's the first study to compare the two medications since Vioxx was pulled off the market. A federal government study investigating sickle cell anemia is on hold. Officials say two young patients who stopped getting blood transfusions suffered strokes. This is the CNN Radio Network.
The Al Franken Show. Pure genius.
Don't you think there would be embarrassment about even writing the phrase, we will now allow indicted legislators to have leadership roles?
Well, remember, people are innocent until proven guilty. Just because they're indicted doesn't mean that Tom DeLay is guilty of anything other than being a giant jerk.
The Al Franken Show, 11 till 2.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
Do you hunt by participating in deer drives, or do you know someone who does? This is Conservation Warden Tim Lawhern with a few important tips to help you have a safe hunt. About half of all deer hunting accidents occur during deer drives. If you hunt using this method, make sure you have a plan and then stick to it. Know your safe zone of fire? Make certain your target has a safe backstop and know where your hunting partners are at all times. Remember, safe hunting is no accident.
Paid for by the Wisconsin DNR.
Now, Mike Malloy, a humble and obedient servant of the truth, on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. This is Air America Radio Network. I'm Mike Malloy. Joining us now is Joan Krawitz, who is the Executive Director of HealthAmericaRecount.org. She's also the co-founder of the National Ballot Integrity Project. You can find that at ballotintegrity.org. We had asked Joan to check back in with us periodically, let us know how these various recount efforts are going around the country. Joan, hi. How are you doing? Where is Joan? Is she with us?
Hey.
Oh, there you are. Hi,
Hi,
Joan. Sorry, little technical glitch there. How's it going?
It's going really well, Mike. Last time we talked, we were both feeling, oh my goodness, could this possibly happen? And it's going to, and it's looking excellent, both in Ohio and in New Mexico. Of course, the timing is a little odd, but that could work in our favor.
What's the latest from Ohio?
In Ohio, the vote was finally certified today, as was mentioned on Air America News.
Yeah.
Blackwell took his own sweet time. According to the law in Ohio, candidates have to have 5 days to respond. The candidate who did not ask for the recount have to have 5 days to respond, and that is going to put the recount starting probably on the 13th. It'll be a couple days earlier, but I doubt if it'll be.
Now, when is it certified?
It was certified today.
I'm sorry. My mind is like a bowl of squirming snakes tonight.
The laws around recounts can do that to you.
So the vote in Ohio was certified today.
Mm-hmm.
But after certification, then it can be challenged.
That's right.
Okay, let me share something with you here. Scott McClellan at a press briefing today. I don't know if you heard it.
No, I miss Scotty. Tell me what he said.
Okay, well, first there's a rather lengthy question from one of the crack White House press reporters, and then Scott McClellan has a 16-second answer. So listen to this. The reporter says, Congressman John Conyers has asked the GAO to conduct an investigation of possible voter suppression during the election in Ohio, Scott. The most egregious example of it was, of course, these lines that were at certain voting places, many of them in minority districts, where people had to wait 8 or 9 hours to vote. And, of course, many people, Scott, people who have jobs, couldn't stay there 8 or 9 hours, obviously had to go work instead of sacrificing their job in order to vote. There were also instances of voter registration forms which had been given the okay at a late date by the Secretary of State. The message did not get out to some counties, so many of the then-accurate voter registration papers were not submitted, thereby depriving these people of a right to vote. This, Scott, would be a violation of the Voting Rights Act. And if it is shown that there was a systematic voter suppression in the case of Ohio, doesn't this cast a pallor on the great victory celebrations that you had after the election?
The American people spoke very clearly on November 2nd. It was a clear victory for the President of the United States. Now is the time for us to all look forward and how we can work together to get things done. I think you gave a very one-sided view of things there, and I do not agree with it.
That's what Scotty had to say today.
He's just remarkable. He sounds like a tape recorder at all times.
Well, I think he is. I've often thought there's a string in the back of his head. Somebody mm-hmm. pulls it, you know. Carl Rove, not pulls it, but they activate it with a laser.
I think so.
All right, other than Ohio, what is going on?
Well, we're going to have a recount in New Mexico, which is very exciting because Ohio is critical because it could change the vote.
Mm-hmm.
It's also punch cards, almost all punch cards. And although the laws on punch card counting in Ohio are more exact than they were in Florida in 2000, you know that the minute that a single punch card is held up into the air and shown on television, that the spinning will begin.
Mm-hmm.
So New Mexico is almost all either touchscreen voting machines
right.
or optical scan machines.
Right.
Both of which use have the same central tabulator problem, that the votes are electronically sent from either the voting machine or the tallying device inside the precinct, electronically sent to the central tabulator at the county level,
right.
where they are then supposedly accurately rendered and computed, and all the precincts are lined up in the county, and eventually that all becomes part of the state tally.
Mm-hmm.
New Mexico had a few problems. First of all, they had an extremely high number of incident reports that were reported to the voter protection people.
Right.
And a lot were around machine problems. Not just one person here or there that called in to say that they wanted to vote for Kerry and Bush came up, but report after report of machines that intermittently stopped working,
mm-hmm.
machines that gave the wrong results to person after person after person. In many precincts all around the state, of course centering on Albuquerque, which is Bernalillo County, I've learned how to pronounce the names of the counties in New Mexico.
That's good. That's good. That double L will get you every time.
It will. It will. Yeah. And Bernalillo County is the most urban, the most democratic, and had by far the most reports. More than that, from the very beginning, we've known that there were about 19,000 votes in New Mexico that didn't register for president, meaning they were ballots that were cast, and votes for other offices showed up, but not votes for president. Those are called undervotes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember those?
That's what they're called in polite company, anyway.
That's right. That's right. Or we could call them missing or disappeared.
Well, again, in polite company.
In polite company, right. In any case, that's not odd. There's always undervotes. And, mm-hmm. they always say, well, that just happened, and people didn't want to vote for president. And it gets swept under the rug. But when our statisticians started looking at it, they found that there are only 33 counties in New Mexico total.
Right.
There are 11 optical scan counties. Out of 19,000 missing votes, only 338 came from the optical scan counties. 22 e-voting counties with Sequoia touchscreen machines.
Right.
Had 18,659 missing votes, almost all of them.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and even more than that, there was a really strong correlation to how many missing votes there were and how strongly a county voted for Kerry. So, in general, the more people that voted for Kerry, the more missing votes there were.
Well, you've also got something on your website here. It says, in Bernalillo County, New Mexico, where Albuquerque provides half the state's total votes, hundreds of provisional ballots were disqualified because of names that had a missing middle initial or some other minor discrepancy. In one batch of provisional ballots, all of the disqualified ballots were Democrat. All those who qualified were Republican. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean Republicans in that county are better educated than Democrats?
Well, maybe they don't have middle initials.
That could be. That could be. Yeah. Yeah. They have three heads, but maybe they don't have middle initials.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly. And there was actually an attorney's challenge to that particular circumstance where there were so many silly disqualifications where it was obviously the same person that had voted as was registered. And the election board, which was all Republican, said, oh, sorry, that's not in our province. You'll have to take that up with the state elections.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, gee.
So there's no question. I don't think there should be any question in anybody's mind that we got hosed in this last election, that this election was through several devices, and they had 4 years to perfect this, whether it was voter suppression or provisional ballots or touchscreen or missing this or missing that. That all of this taken together, taken individually, it probably would be, look, they're talking conspiracy, but taken together, an enormous number of votes for John Kerry were either disappeared or suppressed. Joan, let me put you on hold for a second. We'll come back right after this break because there's a couple more things I want to ask you before I let you go. Can you stick around a minute?
Sure, Mike. Thanks.
Okay. Hold on for just a second. Quick break here, folks. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Like 1 and 1 ain't 3, and 2 plus 2 will never get you 5. There's fractions in my subtraction, and X don't equal Y, but my homework is bound to multiply. Math sucks. Math sucks. I'd like to burn this textbook. I hate this stuff so much. Math sucks. Sometimes I think that I don't know that much.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a 1-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Okay, people, what do we have?
Doesn't look good. Patient is male, 28 years old, trying to get a loan for a new car.
They're checking his credit now.
What's the status?
Looks like he's got some credit problems.
Late payments?
Yes, doctor.
Too many credit cards.
Affirmative.
I've got 6 credit cards and rising. Make that 7.
I've seen this before. What's his credit score?
No response.
What?
He doesn't know, doctor.
What? He went for a loan without knowing his credit score?
We're losing the loan.
Why didn't he use Score Power from Equifax?
Clear.
How many people do we have to lose?
How's your financial health? Find out with Score Power from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score. All for just $14.95. It's the first step toward healthy credit. So check out Score Power at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Doctor, come quick. There's a woman trying to buy a house without her credit score.
It's an epidemic. Run away.
Get the power. Score Power at Equifax.com.
The Randy Road Show. There's no one else like her.
I'll tell you who the us and them is. It's every American and the government. This government, this administration. All administrations do their weird stuff in the name of national security. But this one is unbelievably cruel.
The Randy Road Show, 2 to 5. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
We're talking to Dr. Carlberg from the Beltline Animal Hospital. Dr. Carlberg, your clinic has been in Madison for 22 years. What should our listeners know about the Beltline Animal Hospital?
We are a full-service hospital offering complete medical and surgical care and utilizing laser surgery for pets. We also offer low-cost spays and neuters plus grooming and boarding.
What are the benefits of boarding my dog at the Beltline Animal Hospital?
We have a complete spacious boarding facility to provide excellent care for your pet while you're away. Our prices are very reasonable, and you can relax knowing a veterinarian is looking after your pet and right there if they need care. Some of our boarders use it as an opportunity to have their pet's nails trimmed, teeth cleaned, and groomed.
That makes sense to me. Thank you, Dr. Carlberg. Tell us where you're located and the phone number.
Call 222-1515 for an appointment or stop in and visit us today. We're located on the old Beltline at 800 East Broadway, and we'd be happy to provide you with a tour of the Beltline Animal Hospital.
If you're refinancing to access equity or looking for a new home loan, you can feel more secure that MadisonMortgageMarket.com lets you work with local lenders. You're not sending your information off to someone you'll never meet in person. Fast, free, and secure. MadisonMortgageMarket.com lets you shop up to 8 local mortgage lenders with one click, confidentially. Brought to you in part by First Financial Mortgage, a participating member of MadisonMortgageMarket.com.
A pop quiz for parents with third grade teacher, Mr. Bonner.
Today's quiz will test your general knowledge. 1. Name one Hollywood director. 2. Name one actor from a TV sitcom. Number 3. Name one comedian. 4. Name one game show host. 5. Name one professional athlete. Number 6, name one reality TV show. And one more question worth 100 points. Name one teacher you've met visiting your kid's school.
Know what really matters. Know about your kid's school and know about your kid. Find out 100 ways to know more, do more. Visit PTA.org or call 800-307-4-PTA. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
Healing a divided nation with forward thinking. Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic. 92.1.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Wow, I don't think I've said it yet. All right, we're talking with Joan Kravitz, who we've talked to on this program before, executive director of HelpAmericaRecount.org, and also co-founder of the BallotIntegrity.org. Had I asked you a question right before the break?
No, Mike, you hadn't.
All right. What is the next step? Well, clarify this for us, if you would. A lot of us, myself included, are a little bit confused about if the vote in Ohio, and this has been explained to us 80 times, if the vote in Ohio has been certified, isn't certification final?
Certification is final in the sense that those are the votes that are reported.
Right.
If there were time for a recount prior to the electors being certified, the electors that go to the Electoral College,
right,
then certification wouldn't be final. It would be dependent on the recount results. Now, of course, Secretary of State Blackwell, Mr. Blackwell, of Ohio has arranged it so that he certified literally at the last moment before the electors are certified. And the electors cast their vote in their states on the 13th, which conveniently is the day that the recount will probably start.
Right.
And I believe that in Ohio there is a 10-day limit to the length of the recount. So we foresee that the recount will be done around the 23rd or Christmas Eve.
Right.
Which is really an interesting kind of thing to ponder. Here we are, the electors are chosen. Now, what's going to happen if the election is shown to be in Kerry's favor is the state can then revoke the electors and give the election to Kerry and send the Kerry electors, which would be what you would hope would happen, but it's a Republican state, so that probably won't happen.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that can happen then is that the Democrats can send a challenge slate to Congress on January 6th when the Congress officially gets the electoral vote.
Right.
So then Congress would have to sort it out. Now, does that mean that Kerry could win? Well, it means that there will be representatives and senators who will vote for the challenge, and there certainly will be a major battle in Congress.
Okay, so if it turns out through the recount within that 10-day period after the election's been certified in Ohio, as it has, that doesn't automatically give Ohio to Kerry and change the outcome of the election.
It doesn't automatically.
Okay.
But it allows for a challenge to the electoral slate in Congress.
Okay, that's what I wasn't clear about. So, but then it's still up to Congress, and if I remember this right, each state, depending on its delegation, has a vote. Well, there are many more Republican states represented by majority Republican than by Democrat. So isn't a fait accompli once again if it gets to that point? All the Democrats vote.
Yes, it could very well.
I mean,
well,
I'm sorry, all the Republicans
all
vote for Bush.
All the Democrats vote too, but
right.
Won't they be outnumbered is your question.
Right.
And the answer is yes, it's probably the way it will be. But think about the cloud that will be cast on Bush's presidency publicly because it will be known and they won't be able to fudge it.
Okay, at that
Kerry
point
won, which will take away a lot of that political capital that he loves so dearly.
All right, and if that's the case, if it works out just like that, then if the American public, Joan, doesn't take to the streets at that point, then to hell with it. Because then the American public will say, even the right-wingers, even the conservatives will say, it is okay to live in a fraudulent system. If it turns out just that way, that if Kerry garners enough votes, if a protest slate is sent, if the Congress has to vote and they vote to go ahead and certify George Bush anyway, then if citizens of this country by the millions don't take to the streets, then Joan, people like you and me and thousands of others who have tried to keep this idea alive, that's it. That's it, sweetheart. It's over.
I hope you're wrong, Mike.
Well, that's
and
the way.
And I can't look there. Right.
Yeah, well, that's the way I see it. Now, a lot of people listening say, Mike, you're crazier than hell. If it turns out that way, then we start organizing. We get the Congress back in 2006. You know, and I appreciate that attitude. But what I'm saying is, if there is no reaction, if there is not a massive reaction from the American public, if it turns out that the United States Congress is willing to certify a fraudulent election, if it comes to that, Joan, if the Congress of the United States is willing to certify a fraudulent election, and that doesn't bring people into the streets, then that's a clear indication to me that the heart and soul of this country is dead.
I think you're right.
Okay.
I really do think you're right.
All right, Joan.
I'll be there.
Well, me too. We got a break and move on. Thank you. Stay in touch. Please let me hear from you again, say within a week or so, okay?
Thank you, Mike.
All right, Joan. Thanks a lot. All right, you have a nice evening. If you haven't gone to our website, go. HelpAmericaRecount.org. Check it out. All right? Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
I'll buy the beer. Chug-a-lug, hush, my darling, the bread line's forming that we're gonna fly to Mars. Hush now, Mama, forget Osama, Kabul and Kandahar.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
Coming to you courtesy of 92.1 The Mike today, Madison's Progressive Talk.
I want to tell everyone, Madison's going to lead the way!
Well, I don't know about you, but I'll tell you, I can feel it in the air out here in Madison.
Madison, you're on the mic.
This is really an opportunity for Madison and for Wisconsin to let its voice be heard.
Stay informed and stay involved.
Here on Air America Radio.
Live in Madison.
Thank you, Madison!
The Mike.
Thank you!
92.1.
Tired of carrying around some extra weight? It's time to visit the Nutrition Clinic and start a new healthy lifestyle. Let Dr. Gupta at the Nutrition Clinic make your weight loss goals a success. You can do it, because Dr. Gupta will find a weight loss medication that works best for you. He uses only FDA-approved medications, and if one doesn't work, he won't give up, but try another until one does. Dr. Gupta is board-certified in internal medicine and a leading weight loss specialist in the state line area. He's also an appointed researcher in new weight loss medications. Dr. Gupta can help make your weight loss goal experience a success. But most importantly, he and his staff at the Nutrition Clinic truly care about their patients. It's time to start that healthy lifestyle. Call Dr. Gupta in Beloit and schedule an appointment at 608-363-THIN. That's 608-363-8446. Shed those extra pounds for the new year. Call Dr. Gupta in Beloit and schedule an appointment at 608-363-THIN. That's 608-363-8446.
Hi, this is Lynn again from the Willie Street Co-op. If you're looking for natural holiday gifts, we're the place to go. Check out our locally made pottery, cookbooks, bath and body care gift packs, candles, and fair trade table linens. Or for the foodies, we have gourmet olive oils and hot sauces, fair trade chocolates, organic cookies, and 5-pound boxes of clementines or organic Satsuma mandarin oranges. Can't decide? Consider a $10, $25, or $50 co-op gift card you can use on anything in the store. And we have plenty of natural and organic food for your holiday meals, too. If you're pressed for time, special order a traditional or vegan pie made by our in-store bakers, or you can order one of our delicious deli platters. Check us out on the web at willystreet.coop or stop in and see our variety of organic and natural foods. Willie Street Co-op, a natural foods cooperative since 1974, 5 blocks east of John Nolan Drive at 1221 East Williamson Street.
Living in this part of the country, you wear your ability to deal with winter like a badge of honor. No drift is too high, no cold snap too long. You get out there and you deal with it. Why not have the best tools on your side like a CCR Power Light from Toro? It's so lightweight and maneuverable, you can clear all the way down to the pavement and get rid of snow fast. Or check out the CCR 3650. Its exclusive R-Tech engine combines outstanding power and control with a 5-year starting guarantee. Lightweight, powerful, dependable snow throwers from Toro. They're everything you need to kick winter to the curb. Toro, count on it. Be ready for the next snowstorm. Get your new Toro today at Middleton Power Center, 3230 West Beltline Highway. Middleton Power Center's got the power to get you through another tough Midwest winter.
We've got the power. We've got the power you need to get the job done. Middleton Power Center. We've got the power.
Big Brothers Big Sisters presents 100 Years of Helping Kids.
Today, Kyle and his big brother, Justin,
hello,
hi, are here to share some stuff we've learned.
From time to time, a kid may double dare you.
That looks heavy. Bet you can't lift it.
Are you serious?
I double dare you.
Okay.
See? I told you. Uh-oh.
Moments like these happen every day.
To find out the many ways you can help support kids in your community, call 1-888-412-BIGS or go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org. This message brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
It's about 26 before the hour. Email from Evan. Greetings, freedom fighters. I've sent this email to everyone I could think of in the liberal media. Here's a great talking point. We must get the liberal pundits talking about the need for the Bill of Rights to be prominently displayed in America's public schools. Now, I like that idea, Evan. They want to put the Ten Commandments every place except my backside. Let's put the Bill of Rights. Yeah, good idea, Evan. He goes on to say, what better way to maintain the potency of these critical freedoms, freedom of the press, freedom of religion, etc.? The neocons have little political room to argue with this proposal. If the liberal airwaves can help to get this idea out in the mainstream, we could achieve a mandate from the masses. Thanks, Evan. Evan, I'll talk about it. I think it's a great idea. If you think mainstream media is going to talk about this, I'm sorry, pal. They're not. They won't even run an ad for the United Church of Christ. It talks about how the UCC welcomes everybody. But it's a good idea, Evan. In a sane country, it would work. Of course, in a sane country, we wouldn't have a need for it, would we? So I don't know. It's like a catch 22 here, Evan. Round and round in circles. Here we go. Brip, brip, brip. Great idea, Evan. Great idea. But you live in crazy land. This is where we are. The media in this country is just absolutely debauched. Now, about the attack in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, here's all you need to know about U.S. security, homeland security, foreign security, the ability of these groups to strike any time they want. Here's all you need to know. One sentence. Islamic militants threw explosives at the gate of the heavily guarded U.S. consulate in Jeddah, then forced their way into the building, prompting a gun battle in a bold assault that left 7 people dead and several injured before the 3-hour-long crisis was brought under control. Aside from the fact that 80 people were butchered in Iraq over the weekend. Now, regarding that attack, regarding the violence in the Middle East, regarding the 80 dead, regarding all of our dead soldiers, regarding all the dead civilians, Bush and the Iraqi interim president the hell is his name? Al Yawer? Met today for their little photo opportunity on the Al-Qaeda attacks on our embassy in Saudi Arabia. Bush said the following.
The attacks in Saudi Arabia remind us that the terrorists are still on the move.
On the move?
They're interested in affecting the will of three countries. They want us to leave Saudi Arabia. They want us to leave Iraq. They want us to grow timid and weary in the face of their willingness to kill and randomly and kill innocent people.
Now, wait, there's a lot of cameras there. He says they're interested, the terrorists are interested in affecting the will of free countries. Saudi Arabia? Saudi Arabia is a free country? Yes, George, it is. It's a free country. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he says something very telling. They, again referring to the bombers, they want us to grow timid and weary. Is that out of the Bible? They want us to grow timid and weary in the face of their willingness to kill randomly and kill innocent people. Hello! Isn't that what we're doing in Iraq? 100,000 excess deaths, most of whom are women and children. And this monster, this giggling murderer, sits there and says things like this. They're interested in affecting the will of free countries. They want us to leave Saudi Arabia. They want us to leave Iraq. But you know what? We're not done killing and torturing people there yet. And we still need that oil contract. So, sorry. Close, but no cheroot. So why not postpone the Iraqi elections, you know, to save lives and stop a civil war? Here he is again.
I think that the capacity of these killers to stop an election would send a wrong signal to the world, and send a wrong signal to the Iraqi people themselves. As the president just said, the people want to vote. And I believe they ought to have a chance to vote, and we'll do everything we can, working with the Iraqis to make the election sites as secure as possible. That's why the commanders on the ground have asked for additional troops to help with the election process.
Does he really believe that? Does he think that's why the commanders fighting a hot war, an insurgent war in Iraq, have asked for more troops so they can have elections? Is this man possibly this stupid? And I think that the capacity of these killers to stop an election would send a wrong signal to the world. Really? What would that signal be, you moron? So there you have it, True Seeker, from the moron's mouth. The commanders in Iraq. The U.S. military commanders in Iraq. Who lie and deceive and send their troops into situations where they know damn good and well they're going to be also... Did you see the picture on the front page of the New York Times today? Oh, my God. This is not a war. There is not a damn thing honorable. Look, I can tell the difference between a soldier and the Pentagon. I can also tell the difference between a soldier and a commander. This is not an honorable enterprise that we're engaged in Iraq. You know it. I know it. This is a damn crime. This is mass murder. If we had a media that ever spoke the truth, we would know that. If we had a media in this country that did its job, we would have withdrawn by now, or B, never would have gone to begin with. We have young Americans, and not so young, killing and dying for nothing, for a lie, for a filthy lie, and the lies continue every single day. The lies about Pat Tillman in Afghanistan. What is this? Pat Tillman in Afghanistan. What have you been following this? It's all over the place. LA Times, MSNBC.com, Army Times. They lied about Pat Tillman. First they said he was killed by the football hero. First they said he was killed by enemy fire. Then they said it was friendly fire triggered by an enemy ambush. Now even that's been amended. He He was shot by his own people. Tillman's parents say the military, the U.S. military, has deceived them and stonewalled their attempts to find out how their son died. Mary Tillman said in a telephone interview with the L.A. Times, "I'm disgusted by things that have happened with the Pentagon since my son's death. I don't trust them one bit." Miss Tillman, why did your son trust these vicious bastards? Why? Mary Tillman, Pat Tillman's mother, says the military burned her son's uniform and gear in an attempt to cover up the circumstances of his death. She said her other son, Kevin, a ranger in the same platoon as Pat, was ordered to guard the shooting scene but was not told that his brother had been killed. Tillman's father, Patrick, said in a separate interview this past Friday with the LA Times that the family has been frustrated by what he described as deception by the Pentagon. The father said the investigation is a lie. It's insulting to Pat. Do these pigs ever tell the truth? The answer is hell no. Remember PFC Jessica, what was her name? Lynch. Remember that lie, that outrage. So here you can see the filthy hand of Admiral John Poindexter once again. 2 weeks before the actual invasion of Fallujah, they send out some pissant colonel to lie to CNN and therefore the American public and the world. Yes, well, we've crossed the line. No, you didn't. This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. Now, the military has been infected with the filth from the Bush administration. The military now. The one honorable institution left in this country. Well, I'm talking about the judicial, the executive, the media, the legislative, the military. The one branch left with integrity and tradition worth upholding. Now it's been corrupted. Now it has fallen into this sewer hole created by Rumsfeld and Cheney and Feith and Abrams and Poindexter and Bush and the rest of these people. Nothing is beyond their corruption. Nothing. And now the Pat Tillman case. It just never stops, does it, Truth Seeker? Have I said yet tonight how much I hate these people? We'll be right back. This is Air America.
Quick, what percent of the world's energy is provided by solar and wind? Give up? Less than 0.5%. That's right, less than 0.5%. As Mother Jones reports this month, the total output of all solar panels worldwide is less than that of 2 coal plants. And that's not changing soon. Many alternative energies are still being developed and others are still more expensive than oil and coal. Solar works only when the sun shines and wind farms take up large amounts of land. Hydrogen fuel cells can still cost 10 times as much as gas engines. This is bad news for a country that gobbles oil like Arnold Schwarzenegger's Hummer. But America can make the switch. Congress should spend 5 to 10 times as much on alternative energy research. On top of that, we need to fix the market by rewarding companies that produce less pollution. We need to pump up alternative energy so we have fuel when the gas pump runs dry. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40x60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50x100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
Larry King here with a timely message. These days, keeping my immune system strong is more important than ever. That's why I believe in getting more from my vitamin C, the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So do what I do and help your immune system face the challenge. Get the advanced protection of Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
Look for Ester C at Vitamin World and health food stores everywhere.
Community Pharmacy is a local workers' cooperative dedicated to improving the health of our community since 1972. We believe in healthcare options, accessible information, and affordable medicine. Community Pharmacy is more than a full prescription pharmacy. We're also an information resource offering thousands of nutritional supplements, herbs, and alternative remedies. Our pharmacists provide honest advice and will never put their values above your health needs. Our staff has decades of experience with natural medicines and answering health questions. Community Pharmacy also offers a huge selection of chemical-free body and face care products, including cruelty-free lotions, handmade soaps, and bath salts scented with natural essential oils. Add that to our selection of organic teas, aromatherapy candles, and original cards. Community Pharmacy is the perfect, helpful holiday gift store. Alternatives are always good, and Community Pharmacy has always been a friendly, informed alternative to faceless chain stores. Visit us downtown and see why people call us the coolest pharmacy on earth. Community Pharmacy is located at the corner of State and Gorham in Madison and online at communitypharmacy.com.
You can enjoy the independence and rewards of owning your own business with virtually no investment. No kidding. All you need is a white, late-model vehicle in good repair and a good driving record. Dunex has opportunities right now for you to become an independent contractor and earn good money from a list of over 2,000 active Dunham Express customers. Call Dunham Express at 242-8665, extension 235. That's 242-8665, extension 235. Or visit Dunham Express on Lexington Avenue on Madison's East Side.
And now, classic endings brought to you by Isthmus Lighting.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
We'll see you on flip side.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
I got a classic ending for you.
Say 50 to 70%.
Whoa, that is not a classic ending.
It is now, because Isthmus Lighting is ending their retail lighting business. So right now, you'll save 50 to 70% at both Isthmus Lighting locations. Save 50% on indoor and outdoor light fixtures, ceiling fans, lamps, and accessories. Save 60% on all crystal pieces. Save 70% on mini pendants, odds, ends, and one-of-a-kinds. Ending business deals are going on right now at both Isthmus Lighting locations, Easttown Boulevard and on Verona Road.
Turn out the lights. The party's over.
And that's the way it is.
Nelson Pate, baseline right on the way. Good! They're going to count the basket or not? You betcha. Count the basket by Andy Nelson and a foul.
The Wisconsin women's basketball team defend the Kohl Center on Saturday, December 11th, as they take on UW Green Bay. Tip-off is at 1:30 p.m. Fans will also enjoy a Bucky poster courtesy of Fujifilm, Pioneer Photo Albums, and Woodman's. For more information or to order your tickets, call 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com.
This is Randy Rhodes. I've been doing Progressive Talk Radio since before there was Progressive Talk Radio. Well, there was. It was just me. So join me weekdays from 2 to 5 on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic.
Your host for a Peance Friance future, it's Mike Malloy.
8 and a half before the hour. Bernard Carrick, the guy who I don't know. He looks, I swear to God, he looks like a paid assassin, but he's the one that Bush has picked to protect the United States from the threat of terrorist attacks. Did you know that this is another one of those Republican family values guys? When he was in Korea, in the military as an MP. in 74 and 75 and into early 76. Let's see now. How would Dr. Laura put this? Okay, he shacked up with a Korean woman and knocked her up, got her pregnant, and abandoned her. That's how Dr. Laura put it. He shacked up with a woman named Sun Ja, knocked her up, they had a little girl named Lisa, and Carrick deserted her and her mother when he left the country in February 1976. He shacked up, knocked up, and deserted. How's that? The woman, Sun Ja, who later married another U.S. soldier, had not allowed Carrick to meet his daughter until she saw him on the Oprah Winfrey Show. Jesus, I can't stand this. Oh, so everything's okay. It's only been 26 years. It's okay. More Republican family values. But I've got a Republican family values story that you are not going to believe when we come back from the break. Whatever. And what about, we'll get to it. What about Tommy Thompson? He said before he, you know, when he did his little resigning thing, he said he worries every single night about food poisoning on a massive scale. He said, quote, "For the life of me, I cannot understand why the terrorists have not, you know, attacked our food supply, because it's so easy to do." God. He's also very concerned, his words, about pandemic flu, because, he says, we're not prepared for it. Huh? Now, compare that with John Ashcroft's assertion in his resignation letter last month, where he said, quote, "The objective of securing the safety of Americans from crime and terror has been achieved," end quote. Now, let me go pray and wallow around and masturbate in a huge tub full of oil. Well, today, Bush comes out and says, regarding what Tommy Thompson said, you know, he's resigning, right? About that food, that nation's food supply, unprotected from terror attack. Bush said the government is doing what it can to safeguard the public from threats, but much work remains.
Yeah, I know what he said, and, you know, we're doing... That's all, folks.
And the other comment that Tommy Thompson made as he was leaving the stage after that press conference, when he said, when he was asked, was there anything that he would have liked to have seen in the Medicare reform bill? And he said, yeah, if we could have negotiated with the pharmaceutical companies to drive the price down. Now you know why Tommy Thompson's resigning, right? Huh? "For the life of me, I cannot understand why the terrorists have not, you know, attacked our food supply, because it's so easy to do. We are importing a lot of food from the Middle East. It'll be easy to tamper with that." A lot of people went, "Jesus, what's he saying?" No. Do you think that Tommy Thompson gave potential food poisoners an idea they hadn't already thought of? But now you know why Thompson's gone. See, even though he tried to align himself with these right wing mouth breathing Nazis, you know, Thompson's a Republican. He really is, but he's a Republican. So he stuck around for 4 years. You know, he'll be just wonderfully compensated when he goes to work as either a lobbyist or goes to work in corporate America, which means he's nothing more than your typical Republican. The Bush crime family was too much for him. He couldn't stand it. "I worry every single night about food poisoning. We are due for a huge pandemic that's going to kill 20, 30 million people. I wish I would have been able to negotiate with the pharmaceutical companies to drive the price of prescription drugs down for people who are on Medicare." Okay, you're out of here. Aha, there you are, sympathizing with the terrorists, Mr. Thompson. Get your ass out of the Bush crime family. Get out of the cabinet. Go out there and make your resignation little ditty and be gone. Be gone. What do you mean? What do you mean you wish you could have negotiated with the pharmaceutical companies? Are you crazy? They're the ones that pay your salary, moron. You think it comes from the tax revenues? It comes from the pharmaceutical companies, Tommy. I wonder how some of these people who are typical Republicans, like Thompson, and I don't deny typical Republicans still have a shred of soul left. I fully admit that they probably do. You know, in the darkest of night, when they're drunk, in their cups, maybe when they got a bad case of diarrhea, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, they're sitting on the commode, hunched over in pain, maybe then it occurs to them the evil that they are doing by aligning themselves with the Bush crime family. Is that graphic enough for you? Maybe just before they go to surgery to have their cancerous thyroid attacked, maybe then they think, oh, damn, should I have voted to put George Bush in the presidency? Should I have done that? Here on the Supreme Court? Huh? Nah. Nah, he's not a real Republican. He is a neo-Nazi racist thug. But Tommy Thompson is your typical Republican. Rehnquist is the neo-Nazi racist thug. So, just before he went in under the ether, do you think he thought, am I going to meet my maker? Is my maker going to be pissed off? Yeah, probably so. Probably so. Rehnquist. Quick break. We'll be back. I've got a story for you you're not going to believe. Stay with us. I'm Mike Molloy. This is Air America Radio.
If you're anything like me, you've tried everything to get fit. Another workout club with a bunch of equipment I don't know how to use, and I always end up looking and feeling the same. Well, not anymore. The Monkey Bar Gymnasium, 600 Williamson Street, is Madison's alternative gym. With a natural total body approach to fitness, the Monkey Bar Gymnasium lets your body work as a whole to gain overall strength, lose weight, and become a healthier person. The Monkey Bar Gymnasium has created a positive atmosphere where trainers are by your side giving you one-on-one attention. If you've never worked out in your life, or you are an Olympic athlete, the Monkey Bar Gymnasium can create a program specifically designed for your experience level. You'll never be lost because all of your workouts are pre-planned by a trainer. It's their encouragement that helps you reach your goal. Call the Monkey Bar Gymnasium at 663-7511 or see them on the web at monkeybargym.com. Why wait? Sign up today for classes and get fit the way you want at the Monkey Bar Gymnasium. Call 663-7511 or online at monkeybargym.com.
Hi, this is Al Franken from the Al Franken Show. I'm on the mic.
The Mic 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Paul Chambers. With a major dispute resolved, a bill to overhaul the nation's intelligence gathering agencies is heading toward a final vote in Congress. Our John Bisney has more from Washington.
The big hang-up here for weeks had been concerns that putting the Pentagon spy agencies under a new civilian intelligence directorate might interfere with gathering and distributing battlefield data. But now, says House Armed Services Chairman Duncan Hunter, the issue's been resolved.
We have agreed that we will support this conference report because it has now met the standard that we were most interested in, which is protecting our troops on the battlefield.
It means Congress can now approve the intelligence overhaul bill and leave for the year. The measure implements many proposals of the 9/11 Commission intended to prevent more terrorist attacks. John Bisney, CNN Radio, Capitol Hill.
Islamic militants struck the U.S. consulate in the Saudi port city of Jeddah Monday. State Department spokesman Adam Arely says credit goes to the U.S. Marines for protecting lives.
Number of Marines assigned to the consulate who acted very quickly and I think took decisive action that prevented the loss of life and thwarted the attackers.
Nine people died in the attack. Four of the dead were attackers. Five were consulate employees, but none of them Americans. Eight U.S. soldiers have sued over the Pentagon's stop-loss policy requiring some members to serve beyond their enlistment contracts. Jamie McIntyre has more.
The Pentagon continues to say that even if they had a much larger military, they would still institute stop-loss in order to keep soldiers who fought together while they're in a combat zone. So they say that has a completely different purpose. Nevertheless, the critics still argue that the military is too small.
An attorney for the soldiers calls the stop-loss policy a classic bait-and-switch tactic. This is CNN Radio News.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
The judge in the Robert Blake murder trial grants the defense a 2-week continuance. Our Jim Roop has more.
The alleged theft of defense attorney Josh Horsbach's computer is, in the opinion of Eric Dubin, the lawyer for the family of Blake slain wife Bonnie Lee Bakley, just one more in what seems like Blake's best defense. Avoid trial.
Another excuse like the Blake team came up with, and this one was hard to miss. The entire Blake defense is, it's a coincidence. I was there, I had a gun, but I didn't do it. I hated it, I wanted to do it, but I didn't do it. We're ready for trial, but we lost our computer. Enough is enough. It's time to go to trial for this murder case.
The judge now schedules opening statements for December 20th. Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Los Angeles.
Over 24 injuries reported in a high-rise fire in Chicago. A dozen firefighters among the injured. The fire was in the 43-story LaSalle Bank building. One witness says the smoke was horribly thick and the halls of the building completely dark. This is news from CNN Radio. A mixed day on Wall Street. Claire Leka has details.
Brokerage downgrades of 3 blue-chip stocks and a rise in crude oil prices pushed the blue chips lower. The Dow was down 45 points on that news. The Nasdaq, though, eking out a gain of 3 points in the session. Meantime, Circuit City stores disconnected more than 6% after reporting a surprise 4.3% drop in sales last month because it cut back on promoting discounted CDs and DVDs. Claire Lake, CNN Radio at the New York Stock Exchange.
A California couple proves that sometimes good deeds are rewarded even by old man fate. The couple provided funerals for dead, abandoned babies. Now they're rich, to say the least, after winning the California Super Lotto Plus worth $27 million. I'm Paul Chambers. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Are you on the mic? Call Madison's Progressive voicemail at 663-7291 to let everyone else know.
So nice to have someone voicing my opinion, thinking like me, etc.
Tell us what you think. Call 663-7291 to get on the mic.
I just wanted to say that it's a fantastic radio station, and the information and points of view are up to date.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Hello, my name is Mike Leckrone, director of the University of Wisconsin Marching Band. My passion has always been the arts, so I was naturally drawn to an organization that helps children and adults with disabilities reach their full potential through artistic expression.
Join Mike and become a friend of Very Special Arts. Call 1-866-672-ARTS.
We need the support of friends like you to make dreams a reality. So come on, Wisconsin, become a friend of Very Special Arts. And on, Wisconsin!
Truth Seekers, here's your voice. It's Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
About 7 past the hour. I like this. This just crossed the wire. It's dated December 7th, 3:49 in the morning. So obviously this comes from overseas. This is from Agence France-Presse, says Russia revealed it was fitting its strategic bombers with cruise missiles capable of delivering a massive precision strike thousands of miles away, giving away the first clear hint of its post-Cold War military strategy. Now, who would they want to deliver a massive precision strike against thousands of miles away, huh? The Government Daily announced in a headline, Russia's long-range air force finally has a new weapon. We now have a strategic cruise missile with a non-nuclear warhead. However, the technology appears to be similar to cruise missiles that the United States has long attached to its own intercontinental bombers like the B-2. Oh, my God, here we go again, huh? Putin's all pissed off at us because of Bush and, well, not Bush. Bush couldn't find his butt with both hands. But the fact that Powell backed the idea that the runoff election in Ukraine was a fraud. Well, there you go. More missiles targeted here. Greetings from Boston, from Didier. Dear Mike, you have raised so many important issues tonight, yet the issue John McCain is grandstanding about is some ballplayers taking steroids. That's really the greatest threat to society. Now he wants to introduce some legislation about steroids. Ballplayers have to be clean, but not politicians who are actually wreaking havoc on the foundation of our society. By the way, maybe McCain could start by checking Republican Herald Arnold Schwarzenegger. Thanks, Didier. Yeah, well, I said a couple of weeks ago, I don't know how many people caught it. I said it on this program a couple of months ago. I've said it many times. I gave up on professional sports, I don't know, about 15 years ago. It sucks. Every single bit of it. There is not a professional sport left that is anything more than one more corporate game. That's all it is. The people in it are liars, thugs, and cheaters. All of them. All of them, even the Christians, they're all liars, they're sneaks, they're debauched, they're doing a job that any sandlot kid would be happy to do, and they hold out for millions upon millions of dollars. Well, Mike, they don't have a very long time to play. Screw it. Professional sports is a sump hole of greed, degeneracy, crazy people. I couldn't care less, Mr. McCain. I don't care if these bastards are injecting each other with steroids. Couldn't care less. Couldn't care less. Let a few of them die from this stuff, which it will kill you. It will kill you. I don't care who it is. I don't care. Basketball players, football players, runners, swimmers, which is my sport, football players, baseball. I don't care. Couldn't care less. Couldn't care less. If it's professional sports, it's a lie. It's a sham. It's a hoax. It's a myth. It's BS of the highest order. And don't get me started on NASCAR. Bernard, Bernie Kerik, the new head of Homeland Security, abandons, what did I say right before the break? Shacks up, knocks up, and abandons a little girl. Pig. I wonder if Dr. Laura will talk about that on her outhouse of a program. What do you think, Kathy? You think she'll bring that up? All right. In China, they don't have the restrictions against fetal stem cell research that we have here, or that exists in most of the world, I guess. But there's a guy there. There's a doctor there who has patients come from all over the world in search of what they consider to be miracles. This was in The Guardian today. I'll post it. It was in The Guardian last Wednesday. This doctor gets the lame, the sick, the dying, young and old, Christians from the United States, Muslims from the Middle East, Buddhists from Japan, agnostics from Europe. Some have been in wheelchairs for years. Others are kept alive by respirators. The terminally ill seek nothing less than more life. In many cases, doctors and friends advise them to stay at home, not to waste their money, and warn them of potential risk. But they go anyway. They go to see this doctor, Dr. Huang Hongyun. They come in search of the most pioneering and controversial medical procedure on the planet, the injection of cells from aborted fetuses into the brains and spines of the sick. And the object of their faith is this Chinese surgeon who spent his university years laboring as a peasant and is now conducting trial and error experiments on live subjects, despite his research being rejected by the Western medical establishment. And guess what? He is effecting cures. Oh, my God. He's effecting cures. Now, what is interesting about the article, and we'll, like I said, we'll post the link so you can read it yourself, but one of the people who went to see him for help, here's what it says. Among those coming is a guy named Van Golden, a Christian anti-abortion Texan who sold his house so they could travel to communist atheist China and have Dr. Huang inject a million cells from the nasal area of a fetus into his spine. According to Mr. Golden's doctors, his spine was damaged beyond repair in a car crash last Christmas. The damage to his nervous system was so bad that he's been in a wheelchair and racked by spasms ever since. But Mr. Golden refused to give up, even if it meant having to compromise his values. He says, quote, "This is the only place that offered us any hope. Everyone else offered only to help make me sufficient in that chair. But the chair is not my destiny. It is ordained." Really? You don't think that Jesus or God picked your destiny for you, you weasel, you snake? Now, this is a guy who works to stop abortion. You see, here's the punch, right? Here's the ball bearings in the sock. Here's what they beat up the terminally stupid every single election cycle. These people will get what they need, whether it's fetal stem cell injections or abortions. It doesn't make any difference. If Tom DeLay has a 14-year-old daughter and that daughter gets pregnant by a kid down the street who rakes their leaves, do you think Tom DeLay is going to kick back and say, "Yeah, I got a grandson coming"? It's not easy, it says here, for a man like Van Golden, a man of his beliefs, to be in China, where the government's one-child policy is partly responsible for millions of abortions each year. But instead of shunning that system, Mr. Golden believes his only hope is to embrace it. There's nowhere else he could get fetal stem cells. He says, quote, "I wish there was another way they could do it. There are 4,000 abortions a day in the United States. Partial birth ones are murder on a most terrible level. What they are doing here is a whole lot more humane." Let me repeat that. What they are doing here is a whole lot more humane. Why is it humane? Because this hypocritical thug needs the juice. He needs the stem cells. He needs to get out of his wheelchair. So what they're doing in China is humane. He goes on, 4,000 a day in the United States, that's a waste. Something good should come out of something bad. The people who don't believe that aren't in a wheelchair. Really? Really, Mr. Golden, you Christian anti-abortion Texas neocon whiner. You got in a car crash because God was pissed off at you, dude. He crushed your spine because he thinks you're a jerk. There was no other way to look at this. God works in mysterious ways his wonders to reveal, and now you're thwarting God by going to China to get little dead babies injected into your brain? Oh, you vile sucker, you're going to burn in hell. You're going to burn forever in hell. Your arm is going to be in one hell, your feet in another hell, your head in another hell. You're sucking up, you're devouring fetal stem cells. Oh, God is going to get you, boy. God is going to destroy you, boy. God wanted you to be in that car wreck, boy. God wanted you to live in that wheelchair, boy. You are doomed. They're really crazy, aren't they? I tell you what, mathematically, I'm having.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Larry King here with a timely message. These days, keeping my immune system strong is more important than ever. That's why I believe in getting more from my vitamin C, the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So do what I do and help your immune system face the challenge. Get the advanced protection of Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
Look for Ester C at Kmart, Kroger, and everywhere vitamins are sold.
As a small business owner, you turn multitasking into a fine art, because for you, doing several things all at the same time is just another day at the office. So Sam's Club offers the option of doing two things at once, buying items you need for your business while at the same time buying items you need for your home. This holiday season, jewelry's best kept secret is revealed. Discover fine quality diamonds at Sam's Club. Whether you're shopping for home or business, count on us to help you get it done. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
I brought up the fact that I was a diaphragm baby. I was told when I was a kid that I was a mistake, I guess. And apparently my mom's boyfriend, John, said to my mom, "Why'd you tell your son that he was a mistake?" And my mother apparently says, "He knows that I like him."
Mistake or not.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
All I wanted to do was climb a mountain on Breckenridge with my girlfriend. I've had back pain for about 10 years and have tried everything. Physical therapy, I've had 4 spinal injections, and I've even had surgery scheduled. And then somebody told me about ChiroMed and the Lordex system, and it worked. My sciatica isn't killing me anymore. My surgery was canceled. I was able to climb the mountain, had a great time.
I'm Dr. Dale Brockman, Clinic Director of the Lordex Spine Institute of Madison, a division of ChiroMed on Odana Road. Our clinic is the only healthcare facility in southern Wisconsin to offer the Lordex system, a painless, non-surgical, and highly effective technology proven to relieve many causes of lower back pain. When other methods fail, Lordex may be your answer. For a free report on the Lordex system, call ChiroMed at 826-9090 or find us in the business pages under ChiroMed.
I feel better than I felt in 10 years thanks to the Lordex system, ChiroMed, and Dr. Dale Brockman.
ChiroMed, getting you back into life.
Okay, we got a Pentium 3 with a 256 meg cache.
Do you wish someone would just talk to you in English about your computer? Using your computer doesn't have to be intimidating. It can be a tool that keeps you connected to the world. Breathe Easy Computer Training will help you in your home learn how to use your computer, whether you're a beginner or learning to use a new piece of software. With friendly one-on-one service, Breathe Easy Computer Training eliminates the fear. You can email info@breatheeasycomputing.com or call 257-3379 for personalized training packages and gift certificates. Oh, and you will be able to understand every word.
The abuse of Earth's natural resources has created a storm that many animals and their habitats cannot weather. Help World Wildlife Fund give them shelter from the storm.
Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm.
You can protect animals and the places where they live by ordering a free World Wildlife Fund action kit. Call 1-800-CALL-WWF or visit worldwildlife.org. Together, we can leave our children a living planet.
Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm.
You're listening to Madison's new progressive talk station. Listener supported, Air America powered, The Mike, 92.1, Madison's Progressive Talk.
This is an issue that speaks to morality and science and the juxtaposition of the both.
Past the hour. This story from The Guardian about the Chinese doctor who is, if you read the whole article, he is actually affecting cures. And it's astonishing. It's astonishing what's going on. The conventional wisdoms that apparently have been turned on their head by this doctor and his patients, and like I said, they come from all over the planet, but some of the conventional wisdoms turned upside down are that chronic spinal injuries, the injuries that can cause paraplegia or quadriplegia, can never be treated. Not true. That it's almost impossible to stabilize the condition of patients with, for example, Lou Gehrig's disease. Not true. People who show up there utterly paralyzed, you know, they're on breathing machines, and they get the stem cells. I don't know if it's everyone. Frankly, I don't care. This is science, and it should be handled as science and not as religious mumbo-jumbo. I'm not saying murder babies and steal their cells, for Christ's sake. Who's talking about that? But I am talking about embryonic stem cell research, and it should be fully funded in this country, in any civilized country. I'll post the story so you can read it and come to your own conclusion. I'm certainly not here to discuss the morality of something like this with you. I don't have any issues of morality here. I really don't. If it were killing a child to effect a cure for somebody 50 years old, I'd say no, of course not. But that's not what this issue is, and we all know it. We all know it. We're at 866-303-2270. If I don't take some calls here, Kathy's going to resign. Eric is calling from Minneapolis. Eric, welcome to the program.
Mike, how are you doing?
Fair to partly cloudy. How about you?
Actually, I am a 35-year-old male with dried tears on my face after hearing about the Pat Tillman update.
Isn't that astonishing?
This jackass of a resident and hijacker of the White House, he needs to go. I mean, the only good thing about this second term is the likelihood of his impeachment has just skyrocketed.
But you know, will they tell us the truth about anything? Jessica Lynch, Pat Tillman, when we invaded Fallujah, how many other lies? And we have such a corrupt, filthy, degenerate media, I'm astonished that these stories eventually get out. But the Pat Tillman story, his parents are furious.
God! My heart goes out to them. And every other soldier who dies in what we call friendly fire. It's just not the name doesn't cover the excuse.
No, it's fratricide is what it is. It's killing your brother. It is fratricide, and to think that we have a military that is now I realize, you know, I'll say it again, I've never been in the fog of combat and the horror and the terror, but if we are unable to tell the difference between our guys and the bad guys, and we are constantly killing Americans in Afghanistan, it seems that we killed Canadians, we've killed Americans, God only knows how many different nationalities of troops, and I believe there are 25 or 30 different countries represented on the ground. ground in uniform in Afghanistan. And you and I will never know. We know we bombed and killed Canadians. We've killed our own people.
Know, like, we know how many votes we've lost in this election.
But I don't understand why the so-called red state moralistic thugs don't listen to some of this stuff, like the guy, the anti-abortion guy that goes to China to get fetal stem cells, or the fact that Pat Tillman was shot dead by his own people and the Pentagon lied about it. Why don't these red state knuckle-draggers come?
On Fox, I'm sure.
No, of course not.
I want to know more about... I've had it with the Democratic Party. The traditional Democratic Party is just the whipping boy finger puppet for the Republican.
Me too. I agree with you.
And I'm sorry for everybody who might disagree, but I think John Kerry is just another whipping boy and another bleeding heart. I'm fed up with it. I want to know what the skull and bones is. The only thing that comes to my mind is a pirate flag.
Yeah, boy, you got that right.
And what are we? And the first thing I'm picturing is the piracy of democracy. And if so, help me. If John Kerry wins, he needs to come clean with this skull and bones crap, because that's a high society. We all know that 1% controls the 99.
Well,
about the skull and bones that I think that the public deserves to find out about. This needs to be uncovered.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, Eric, time for a break. I'll tell you what. I'll put you on hold. Come back. Let you finish up, because I know you were on hold for almost 2 hours. Just hold on. Stay where you are. Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Stu Levitan here. Hope you happened by on Monday. We had an extended conversation with Mark Buehr, chair of the city's Economic Development Commission, on the EDC report on ways to make Madison more business-friendly. And we took a lot of phone calls, too. There's more in store Tuesday, so come on by for intelligent conversation and progressive commentary, 5 to 7.
Finally, a talk show host who can listen. The Stuart Levitan Show. On the Mike 92.1, Madison's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Lynn again from the Willie Street Co-op. If you're looking for natural holiday gifts, we're the place to go. Check out our locally made pottery, cookbooks, bath and body care gift packs, candles, and fair trade table linens. Or for the foodies, we have gourmet olive oils and hot sauces, fair trade chocolates, organic cookies, and 5-pound boxes of clementines or organic Satsuma mandarin oranges. Can't decide? Consider a $10, $25, or $50 co-op gift card you can use on anything in the store. And we have plenty of natural and organic food for your holiday meals, too. If you're pressed for time, special order a traditional or vegan pie made by our in-store bakers, or you can order one of our delicious deli platters. Check us out on the web at williestreet.coop or stop in and see our variety of organic and natural foods. Willie Street Co-op, a natural foods cooperative since 1974, 5 blocks east of John Nolan Drive at 1221 East Williamson Street.
Living in this part of the country, you wear your ability to deal with winter like a badge of honor. No drift is too high, no cold snap too long. You get out there and you deal with it. Why not have the best tools on your side, like a CCR Power Light from Toro? It's so lightweight and maneuverable, you can clear all the way down to the pavement and get rid of snow fast. or check out the CCR 3650. Its exclusive R-Tech engine combines outstanding power and control with a 5-year starting guarantee. Lightweight, powerful, dependable snow throwers from Toro. They're everything you need to kick winter to the curb. Toro, count on it. Be ready for the next snowstorm. Get your new Toro today at Middleton Power Center, 3230 West Beltline Highway. Middleton Power Center's got the power to get you through another tough Midwest winter.
We've got the power. We've got the power you need to get the job done. Middleton Power Center. We've got the power.
Shopping, shipping, and Jake, three keys to the holiday season. You're buying gifts, you need to ship them, and Jake's crew at the UPS store in Fitchburg can help you. But wait, it gets better when you stop in and see Jake at the newly remodeled and expanded UPS store in Fitchburg at 2935 South Fish Hatchery Road. You can register to win an all-inclusive trip for two to the sunny, warm Riviera Maya. Why wait in line at the competitor's place when Jake and the crew are ready to help you ship your holiday gifts today? Trip courtesy of Apple Vacations, America's favorite vacation company, Playa Car Palace, Carlson Wagonly Travel, and Jake!
Planet Check. Planet Check.
Get biodiesel into your school buses. Biodiesel expert and author Josh Tickell explains.
There are 390,000 diesel school buses in America transporting 24 million kids to school every day. Those kids spend an hour and a half in the school bus average.
The air inside the bus is more toxic than it is at the tailpipe.
That's unacceptable.
Asthma is the number one reason for children being absent from school.
Biodiesel is a four-end solution to that problem. You pour it in, you've solved the problem.
Biodiesel reduces carbon dioxide by 100%.
It reduces polyaromatic hydrocarbons that we know cause cancer. Sure, yes, it costs more. The cost of a latte per person per year. That's how much it's going to increase your taxes.
Stop fooling around.
Do it. Get it in your school buses.
Jumpstart the campaign at biodieselamerica.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1. Forward thinking, just like Madison. Now, more Progressive Talk from The Mic, 92.1.
Any collective approach is one based upon sound science and not based upon science.
Man, we're in a heap of trouble, aren't we, huh? All right, back to Eric, who has called in from Minneapolis. Eric, go ahead. Wrap it up for me, pal.
Thanks, Mike. A couple last things. With George Bush and his supposed reborn BS, let's just get this clear. He's equivalent to the Pharisees in the days before Christ. I believe in Christ, but I'm not going to call myself a Christian. Christ alone is a Christian. As far as Bush, he's a Pharisee. He's the type of person that comes along, and all he and his kind are doing are re-crucifying Christ every day.
That's the truth.
They have nothing. They do nothing but use his ends for their means.
That's the truth.
It's just a sad thing. As far as the recounts, I have no doubt that these pigs have planned for the recounts in their initiating of the coup. I think that's what the patches in the programs are for. Mm-hmm. These votes are lost. Some of these votes are lost. They're irretrievable. And I don't want to be the party pooping on anyone's party, but the only way we're gonna get what we want is by fighting for it and by taking to the streets, rallying. You know, do what you got to do. Don't sit around and expect that we're gonna get this justly. We've been ripped. It's like asking a thief to return what they've stolen. Come on.
Yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth. Eric, thank you very much for checking in. Thanks for your patience,
you,
too. Appreciate your comments. You have a nice evening. David is calling from San Francisco. David, welcome to the program.
Yeah, howdy. Mike, couldn't agree with that previous caller more. In a lot of ways, one of the techniques that I would say that would make a lot of sense for people who are at this point unemployed, go down to the county courthouse and find all of these big backers of Bush. you know, it's easy to go through the election, you know, the election federal election campaign list,
right.
Find out who these big campaign donors were to Bush, and see how. Then go down to the election or down to the local property, you know, your county assessor's office, and find out what properties they own in town, and then scope them out. And as soon as they start pulling their little coup, you know what target to aim for.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't protect everything. They that was the interesting thing about it, you know, that back in the 30s, you know, when the bankers started stealing all of the farms of the
right.
The people, the farmers would go to these auctions and they would just flat kick the ass of anybody that bid on their brother's house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this is something that didn't happen in the savings and loans years of 20 years ago, but it, by God, it's got to start happening again, because, you know, we can either pull a Jubilee and have everybody happy, cancel all the debts, but you can bet that these people aren't going to be interested in doing that. You know, they're very happy to keep profiteering, you know, on the death of the planet.
Right.
And so, you know, that said, you know, I agree with that that previous caller. But we've got to start doing the research right now. I wanted to call, though. There were a couple of different things. The Tillman business, I was listening to one of the more of the reactionary stations down in Arizona today,
mm-hmm.
and they were really infuriated over this Tillman business. You know, one of the major issues, of course, is what else are they lying about?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, of course, oil. As if this whole business hasn't been about oil.
But I wonder if the Pat Tillman story, the Jessica Lynch story, didn't break through to these morons. I wonder if the Pat Tillman story is going to break through. You think?
Oh, it did. It did. I'll tell you, this one talk show host raised it, and I hadn't listened to him much in the past, so I couldn't tell you what his particular bent was on things, but he had caller after caller just really leaning on it thick, you know, that this is horrible. I mean, I for one was caught up in the issue about at the very time that this happened, you know, we were sitting here with these Swift boat guys
right.
running around saying how Kerry had gotten his medals dishonorably.
Right.
Well, look at Tillman. This Bush guy not only dishonored the whole medals process for America by giving, what did he give him, a Silver Star for getting, I'm not going to say he got fragged, but
posthumous, I think it was Silver Star, posthumous awards, right?
Right, and you know, here he was killed by friendly fire, let's call it, if he wasn't fragged, you know, it was just a stupid series of events.
Mm-hmm.
But in any case, you know, he clearly didn't deserve this Silver Star, which is one of the higher, if I remember right. It's higher than the Bronze Star, if I
right.
remember right.
Right.
And in this case, you know, so here's Bush, who has dishonored the whole medals process by allowing, and you can bet that Bush had something to do with it. Because, you know, it isn't easy to just hand out Silver Stars. And when
mm-hmm.
when you start finding, or Rumsfeld, you know, that these guys don't just hand them out. And especially hotshot football players that die in the field of battle. You know, they've dishonored the whole medals process at the very time that whole Swift Boats ad thing was going on.
I know. It's horrifying. David,
sure.
let me move on. I got some
other
trouble.
People. Just a layer of, you know, the atrocities, the napalm, the profiteering, the $20
yeah.
million that they've ripped off that got embezzled from Iraq. I mean, what else are they lying about?
I know. I hear you. Thanks, David.
All right. Good week.
All right, sir. I appreciate you checking in. Yeah, what else are they lying about, David asked. Yeah, what else are they lying about? Every single thing. And I swear to God, I cannot think of anything over the past 4 years that this Bush punk and his cabinet members, his appointees, whatever, I can't think of a thing that they've said that hasn't been a lie. I don't care if it's about policy. I don't care if it's about promises. I don't care if it's about environment. It doesn't make any difference. Every single word out of their mouths has been a lie. Either a lie of omission or commission, one of the two. Like poor old Tommy Thompson. You know, when he finally is going to hit the road, Jack. Finally going to hit the road, Jack. He talks about the food supply and the flu pandemic. I mean, here we are in a country that has set up this huge bureaucracy for Homeland Security, and these dumb bastards can't even make sure that everybody in the United States who wants one can get a flu shot. I mean, it's astonishing, isn't it? Isn't it? Huh? Can I call them dumb bastards? You bet. Absolutely. Every other civilized country in the world, you want a flu shot, you go get one. But here? Huh? Because what? What's the rationale? Not enough profit in it? Huh? Huh? They lie about everything. And I'll tell you, you know, like our caller from, where was he from? Minneapolis. I want to believe, I really do, that Bev Harris and the woman we had on tonight, Joan Kravitz, I want to believe that they and Greg Palast, I want to believe that there's some way to prove that the election was stolen. But as our caller from Minneapolis said, you know what, they're going to leave a trail? Huh? They're going to leave a trail? Oh, they'll find some overvotes, some undervotes, some this, some that. But they're going to leave a trail? Huh? Sure. So what happens? So what happens when it's impossible to prove what they have done? Huh? What do we do? Just fold our tents and go home and say, well, American public really wanted this. You know, I have a hard enough time believing that even half, or slightly less than half, of the American public wanted this. What the hell? I can't get my mind around that, no matter how hard I try. So here they are again. Every single thing is a lie, and they don't care. They lie. They cheapen honor on the battlefield. What little bit of it there is left, and not much. They cheapen the moral or ethical imperatives that should be in place when a country takes prisoners, especially if it's in a unique situation like we are faced with in Afghanistan, in Iraq, an illegal war to begin with. The moral and ethical dissolution that occurs at Abu Ghraib, that occurs at Diego Garcia, that occurs at Guantanamo. It's stunning. It is just stunning. And I think about these trials, so-called, that are going on against U.S. servicemen, servicewomen from the Abu Ghraib thing. Any officers indicted yet? Any civilians indicted yet? Huh? Any civilians? You know who set this up. Donald the murderer Rumsfeld. We all know it. What do you have to be, huh? What do you have to have? A sixth grade education? Okay, I got that. Rumsfeld set this up and then channeled it through these, I don't know what they are. I don't know what they are, these generals. These sneaks and liars and cowards who would do this sort of thing. Whether it's Abu Ghraib or Fallujah, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. They are destroying every single honorable piece of history of the Congress and the Constitution and the military. When are we going to stop them?
Good game, Mike.
Thanks. Hey, by the way, how was the doctor the other day?
Good, but my cholesterol's 200. It's a little high.
Yeah, I'm around 760.
760? You're kidding me!
Pretty impressive, huh?
No, not impressive. Not impressive at all. What are you, on some sort of butter diet?
Yeah, you know, I figured at 760, getting a loan on the new car should be no problem.
Loan? What are you talking about, man? You're not going to live long enough to pay back a loan.
There's physical health, and then there's financial health. With Score Power from Equifax, you'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score, all for just $14.95. It's the first step toward healthy credit, and a score of 760 is pretty healthy. So check out Score Power at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Yeah, I figure I can get up to around 790 by the end of the year, you know, if I'm lucky.
Look, a little advice.
Yeah?
Eat a vegetable, a smoothie, something, man.
Get the power. Score power at Equifax.com.
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40x60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50x100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
Now, for a Mother Jones pop quiz. Are these statements true or false? George W. Bush has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. 60% of U.S. companies pay no income tax. The Pentagon has lost some nukes. 42 million tons more pollutants can be released under Bush's Clean Skies plan. Ready for the answers? All true. Learn this and more when you subscribe to Mother Jones at ReadMojo.com. You can sign up for just $10 a year, so subscribe now at ReadMojo.com.
Tired of carrying around some extra weight? It's time to visit the Nutrition Clinic and start a new healthy lifestyle. Let Dr. Gupta at the Nutrition Clinic make your weight loss goals a success. You can do it, because Dr. Gupta will find a weight loss medication that works best for you. He uses only FDA-approved medications, and if one doesn't work, he won't give up, but try another until one does. Dr. Gupta is board-certified in internal medicine and a leading weight loss specialist in the State Line area. He's also an appointed researcher in new weight loss medications. Dr. Gupta can help make your weight loss goal experience a success. But most importantly, he and his staff at the Nutrition Clinic truly care about their patients. It's time to start that healthy lifestyle. Call Dr. Gupta in Beloit and schedule an appointment at 608-363-THIN. That's 608-363-8446. Shed those extra pounds for the new year. Call Dr. Gupta in Beloit and schedule an appointment at 608-363-THIN. That's 608-363-8446.
It was a cold winter's day, and all through our house, it was getting real drafty, according to my spouse. We had placed an order just a short time ago for a new gas fireplace from Heat and Glow. Then out on the driveway there came such a clatter, it was the crew from Fireside Hearth and Home just taking out their ladder. Their van was adorned with a colorful flame, and each of the guys called me by name. "Hello, Bob," they said as I opened the door. "Just wait till you see what we have in store." They worked hard and steady and were very polite, and I knew we'd have our fire in time for twilight. Soon they were finished and a flame did appear. My wife exclaimed, "How terrific, my dear." My kids were excited and we gazed at the logs. We were all so cozy, including our dog. So you see, it's a fact. When you need a warm flame, call Fireside Hearth and Home. Yeah, that's the name. Fireplaces and inserts, stoves and gas logs. When you come into Fireside, you can't go wrong. That's my story. Just had to write. Happy holidays to all, and to all a cozy night. Fireside Hearth and Home, 6709 Watts Road, Madison.
Nelson Paint, baseline right on the way. Good! They're going to count the basket or not? You betcha. Count the basket by Andy Nelson, and a foul.
The Wisconsin women's basketball team defend the Kohl Center on Saturday, December 11th, as they take on UW Green Bay. Tip-off is at 1:30 p.m. Fans will also enjoy a Bucky poster courtesy of Fujifilm, Pioneer Photo Albums, and Woodman's. For more information or to order your tickets, call 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com.
Oh, that was one awesome burrito.
I told you this place is great.
I know. I had no idea. No, I got to get back to work.
Waiter. Señor El Checo, por favor. Jenny, that's not our waiter.
Oh, whatever. You know, I can't tell the difference between all these Mexicans anyway. You know what I mean?
No, Jenny. I really don't know what you mean.
Imagine the power of one voice. Find yours at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Politics have never been more important. Get informed and get involved. This is the Mike 92.1.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
It's about 8:30 before the end of the program, before the hour. Credit. Program engineered in New York by Jason Isaac and Colin Tipton. Linda Blake screened your calls. Thanks, Linda. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall is our webmaster. And again, go to MikeMalloy.com. We post links to the stories and a couple that we don't get to on the program. So check it out. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org. Thanks, Ben. He archives the programs every night. Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. And don't forget, AirAmericaRadio.com, the granddaddy website for this program, all the programs on Air America Radio. And the daily program topics available once again at MikeMalloy.com on the main page. You don't have to get all funky with the site. Just go to the page. Boom, there it is. And don't forget the Heroes Call Home Fund. Check it out with Bank of America if you want to. Like I said the other night, I'm always hitting on you people. But, you know, just visit a branch, you call and tell me you want to donate to the Heroes Call Home Fund here in Atlanta. Our good friend Special K, stand-up comic, Marine veteran, writer, doing a gig tomorrow night at the Punchline. If you live in the Atlanta area and you get out and about on a work night, go check him out. Go check him out. He's going to collect phone cards for shot-up vets that the Bush crime family doesn't give a tinker's damn about. And then he's going to take them up there so these guys can call home, guys and girls. Huh? Hey, we live in a great country. Beth is calling from Orlando, Florida. Beth, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm fine, and thanks for your patience.
Good. I'm a pretty patient person, so it's okay. I'm calling you again from Gasoline Boycott Day to update you on the Delaware oil spill. I mentioned that to you last week.
Yeah, you know, I
kind of floored you with it.
Yeah, I took a good close look at the article in either Sunday's or today's New York Times. I read Sunday's today, so I'm not sure which one. It's horrifying. I had no idea, but it's horrifying what has happened.
Well, it got pretty intriguing. Right now, they're looking at the possible causes and the investigators. This is just under investigation right now. They're looking at an 11-ton, 13-foot-wide propeller that fell off a dredge owned by the Army Corps of Engineers in April.
Yeah, I read
and
that.
And it might have hit that tanker, and I'm kind of thinking maybe they might be trying to cover that up.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be why it's not getting on a lot of news. You know, what's happening right now is that basically this spill has affected like 70-plus miles of the shoreline. It's affected three states. New Jersey, Delaware, Pennsylvania. There's still 470,000 gallons of crude missing. Birds, fish, turtles, crabs are dead.
Mm-hmm.
There's a center down there. They're taking in 40 oil slick birds a day. And it's not as big as the Valdez, but it's almost as big as a similar spill that happened in the Delaware in 89. And that spilled about 30,000 gallons of crude.
Well, what was interesting to me in what I read today is the difference between the upper Delaware River and the lower Delaware River. And one of the environmentalists who was quoted in the article said, look, you know, we can all get along here.
Mm-hmm.
The lower Delaware, even though you can't eat the fish, they've managed to bring the fish back. It was just an open sewer for years. But because of those pesky environmentalists, fish now exists in lower Delaware. And the point the guy was trying to make, if all of these oil tankers had double-sided hulls, and that doesn't have to go into effect, I don't think, until the year 2015. So we've got another 9 years, another 11 years to deal with the potential for these massive spills. With a double-hulled vessel, a tanker,
right,
then this sort of thing wouldn't happen. But,
exactly.
But you know, why should the shippers go to that expense? They don't give a damn. They don't
right.
care. You know, they should be barred from U.S. waters if they won't do it. No, we couldn't do that because we run on oil. Oh, that's right. We still use fossil fuels. Gee, isn't it a shame that 30 years ago we didn't start really getting serious about alternative sources of energy? Oh, well.
Right. Well, that's what our organization is all about, and that's what Gasoline Boycott Day is all about.
Right.
I just wanted to quote Joanna Berger from Rutgers. She's a biology professor.
Uh-huh.
She's saying the effects are going to be catastrophic. And there's another guy, James Spatilla.
Mm-hmm.
He's a professor of environmental science at Drexel University.
Mm-hmm.
He said it's going to ravage the Delaware-based population of horseshoe crabs, the world's largest. okay? And he's saying it's going to be a cascading effect, and the damage could linger for 25 years just from this spill.
Oh, God.
And the spill is getting bigger and bigger by the day, and nobody is saying anything. And that's why I called back to give you an update, because you're our only hope.
Well,
getting on the show, I mean, you're the truth seeker, and, you know, you're the light for liberals and environmentalists like me and our organization.
Well, you know, there are a bunch of other programs on this network. You ought to get the word out on Randy's program or on Janine's program, you know?
Randy's a tough cookie to get a hold of. I had an interview with Kyle Jason. I ended up getting bummed because he did a tribute. I think I told you about that.
Yeah.
He did a tribute to Stevie Wonder this weekend. But I will be on with Kyle Jason at some point.
All right, and call some of the other people here at Air America.
Almost definitely.
And when you call in, whoever is handling the phone calls, just say, hey, look, you know, Malloy told me to call this show. So,
yeah.
Hey, listen, we're flat out of time, Beth. Stay
okay.
in touch,
can
please.
Can I just give everyone my website real quick?
Real quick.
Okay, www.gasolineboycottday.org.
GasolineBoycottDay.org. All right. Call me again. We'll talk about it, okay?
Okay, Mike.
Thanks, Beth. Hey, thanks for participating tonight, however you did it, even you right-wing lurkers, you little pussycats. I'll see you tomorrow night. I promise. I'll be here, all right? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio Network.
Attention college students and working adults, you just realized you're going to need more money than anticipated for those monthly bills. It's time to get that part-time job. We have a job that allows you flexibility with your school or work schedule. At REM Wisconsin, you'll enjoy all sorts of fun activities, including walks, dinner, movies, and shopping. And you'll feel good about your job because you'll be assisting people with developmental disabilities. College students and working adults, you'll be able to make those monthly bills because you'll be making great money. Earn $8.85 or more per hour or $500 working just 3 24-hour weekend shifts per month. Enjoy REM's incredible benefit package when you work 30 hours or more per week. Call Tammy today at 276-0102 for an interview or visit them online at reminc.com. REM Wisconsin is an equal opportunity employer.
This is Kathy Brabender from Cambridge, Wisconsin, and I'm on the mic.
The Mic 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Paul Chambers. A compromise on intelligence reform means the bill could clear Congress this week. More from our John Bisney in Washington.
The bill would implement many of the recommendations of the 9/11 Commission, but has been stalled here by worries consolidating the Pentagon spy agencies under a new civilian intelligence czar could hamper getting data to the battlefield. Now a compromise has resolved that, but another problem remains, demands that immigration crackdowns be included. House Democrat Hilda Solis.
The 9/11 Commission has stated, and I quote, "We believe strongly that this bill is not the right occasion for tackling controversial immigration and law enforcement issues," unquote.
That fight may be left for next year, and the intelligence bill could then be sent to the president this week. John Bisney, CNN Radio, Capitol Hill.
9 people were killed Monday in an attack on the U.S. consulate in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. State Department spokesman Adam Airoli says Washington was kept informed.
The Saudi forces responded to the attack so that we knew they were there. I think our embassy, both in Riyadh and Consulate General in Jeddah, were in contact with the Saudi security forces and other government offices during the incident.
5 consulate employees were killed. None of them were Americans. The U.S. Army last month quietly reopened an investigation into the death of Army Ranger Pat Tillman in Afghanistan. Jamie McIntyre reports the former